Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
For 24 years, we have celebrated, and now it's time for the 25th Red and Andrea Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, hand games, drum contests, as well as the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by the Red and Andrea and Wind River Resort and Casino. The 25th Annual Red and Andrea Stillwater Powwow 2015, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot, Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
Of course, what's also routine is that somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize. It is relevant to our common life together, to the body politic.
Okay, well, if he wants to talk about the politics of it, let's do that. I'm your Huckleberry. Let's have that conversation. The tone of the president's address last night was really over the top. This is a point when you should be talking about and doing whatever you can to bring people together. The whole point is that it's pointless. It's completely pointless. How are you going to go out there and sit here and discuss what can be done when we don't even know? First off, the only thing that we know about the murderer is that he's a 26-year-old dude. He's a 26-year-old dude. He's a registered independent. He was a fan of Nazis and the IRA. So, and that's pretty much the extent of what we know about him. He lived with his mom in an apartment. We don't know how he got a firearm. We don't know anything about that. But we're going to go ahead and sit here and talk about pushing gun control laws when we don't even know how the guy obtained a firearm. We didn't even know when the president was speaking last night, we didn't even know the firearm that was used. That didn't come until after the president spoke. So it seems to have the cart before the horse here. To have a discussion about gun control laws, here's the question that I am asking every single person who has been, so you guys know, my entire social media timeline is herder, all these people in my mentions. Piers Morgan is mad at me. And forgive me, I love British people, but forgive me if I ask for your voter identification card before I give a damn about your opinion about our Second Amendment gun laws, okay? If you have an opinion about the Second Amendment in the United States and you aren't an American, fun for you. I have a lot to do in my life besides process your opinion. It is irrelevant to me. Moving beyond that, the question that I have been asking everyone, including Morgan and everybody else, is this. What law would have prevented yesterday's tragedy? That is the question. And I am not interested in entertaining the intellectually shallow opinion of anyone who cannot answer that question. What law would have prevented yesterday's tragedy? That is the only question.
Blitz is defined as a sudden, savage attack. It is indeed all this. The theory is simple. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
It's time for Friday Night Football on AM 1460, KCNR.
Von Hill Memorial Stadium here in Central Valley. And we've got high school football for you here tonight. Central Valley Falcons playing host to the Foothill Cougars. My partner, Ron Largent, here with me. Ron, I think we've got a beautiful setting. From our point of view, we've got mountains all the way around us. It's a perfect night for football.
Oh, it is. It's just the right temperature. It's clear as a bell and just going to be a great game. I think we're in for a good game tonight. We're going to see probably two very fast-moving offenses. We've got the fired-up Foothill team that we saw last week that is really moving the ball quickly, and I think we're going to see a rejuvenated CV team here, Central Valley. They have their starting quarterback back, and this is a throwing team. In fact, last week they threw for 275 yards.
That's so a big game, and we're gonna go around the league here just briefly to give you a little setup of what's going on around the area tonight. Of course, we're at Central Valley, and that is Foothill. They are 3-1. Central Valley is 0-4. Shasta is at Red Bluff tonight, and we've got updates on that. I got a little stringer down there sending us updates via Twitter tonight. Shasta's 4-1. Red Bluff is 1-4. In league play, they're 0-1. Anderson is at Oroville tonight. Anderson's 1-3 on the season. Oroville is 0-4. And then UPrep, who's 4-1, they go up to Weed tonight to take on the Weed football team, which is 2-2. And the big game, which I'm hoping to follow a little bit closer than we did last week tonight, is Enterprise, who are 2-3. They are hosting the unbeaten Pleasant Valley team, and that's at Enterprise tonight. Last week, Enterprise lost to Chico 42-7. So there's a look around the league.
Well, that's good. You know, this season is turning out to be very exciting because we don't have one team that's totally dominating except Pleasant Valley, and they certainly are doing well. But I don't think we can overlook Shasta. They're a high-powered, fast, very quick offense. Of course, Enterprise is always a tough team. And then we've seen some very good football by Foothill.
We have. You know, and last week, let's go back just 1 week where we did a Foothill game last week. Quarterback Trent Banner leads the northern section with 14 touchdown passes, six of those to receiver Ryan Terrace, who's got 22 catches for a total of 314 yards. That's an average of 14.2 yards a catch. And then there's this guy, Patrick Blake, last week, who he's got a total of 18 catches for 330 yards and an average of 18.3. So those two players and one that we haven't talked about yet, and that's running back Chris Murray, we're expecting some big things out of them tonight.
Well, we certainly are. And, you know, if you remember from last week, the Red Bluff coach said we have to stop the run. Well, they tried to stop the run, but Banner was phenomenal. He's a junior. This kid is a great quarterback. He's doing a great job of managing the team, and he can also run as well as pass.
Absolutely. Foothill right now has won 3 in a row. Their only loss was to earlier in the season was to West Valley. That was a last-minute score at the end of the game. Ron, you and I were talking about that just before we came on board. And, you know, a lot of people think that Foothill should have won that game. It was very close. Now, on the other side of the football field here, Central Valley relies heavy on the passing game, which you talked about a couple of moments ago. They've thrown the ball 129 times this season compared to only 61 rushes. Their yardage total adds up to 909 yards in the air compared to only 418 yards on the ground. So they're going to be throwing the ball tonight.
They are, and I was down looking at their warm-up a few moments ago. A couple of observations. First of all, there aren't too many players on the team, which is really unfortunate.
That's right.
Because they don't have the chances for substitution like Foothill will have. And they're not terribly big. And, you know, the good coach is going to take a look at what you have and maximize your talent. So he's going with a very quick offense. In fact, he said to me, you are going to be in for an aerial show tonight, whatever that means.
We know that there's been not a controversy, but there's been discussion about who's starting at the quarterback position. I think you found out that that's going to be Garrett Best.
Well, that's what the coach told me. He's had a broken arm, and he's back. He looks to be about 5'10". probably about 180, 190. He moves very well. I was watching his the footwork out there. Very quick, great getting the ball, good quick delivery. And he was one pattern they were running out there I was very impressed with. It looked like one of their running backs goes about 5 yards, cuts to the outside, and Best was right on target every time they were practicing. Now, granted, it's a practice, but still you can see how they move and how they look.
Yep, that's exactly. They practice the way that they're ready to play. Quarterbacks are the big story this season. In fact, the top six quarterbacks have already thrown for 65 touchdowns this season. 14 of those, as we mentioned, came from Foothill quarterback Trent Banner. Throwing the ball has been the highlight of the season this year for Central Valley. Their quarterback's also going to go to the air tonight. With all the passing yardage this season, that explains, you know, I think you and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. So many high school football scores are really high scores this year.
They are.
And that's because there's a lot of throwing going on. That's just the way it's going on.
And the new offense formations is a big factor. Almost every team now is going to some form of a spread with a shotgun quarterback. And for those that aren't familiar with some of these terminologies that we'll be using, the shotgun is where the quarterback is directly behind the center about 5 or 6 yards. So he'll get the ball directly. Well, he's already in a position to throw that ball. In fact, we're looking at the JV game right now, and the quarterback was in a shotgun position. His receivers were covered, so he took off running. So that's the option. So when you get a good quarterback that can throw and run like Banner with Foothill, you have really a triple threat there because he can hand off, he can run, or he can pass.
We've seen other quarterbacks do that very same thing. Wes Clausen from Red Bluff did it. If he had nobody open, he ended up running the ball. He did that a lot last week, and so did Voorhees from Enterprise. So they have that option, and it's a really good option for all of them. Other notables that I want to bring up real quick and on the Foothill side include Silas Miranda, who is a running back, and he just does a little bit of everything on both sides of the ball. Chris Murray, who had a fabulous game last week from Foothill. They had impressive games, both of them against Red Bluff. And another standout that we did not expect to talk about a lot last week, and that was a little young man by the name of Patrick Blake.
There you go. He did a wonderful job. And, again, these kids are fast. You know, you always say, well, the football players are big and the linemen are slow. Not so. We are now seeing they're big linemen, but they're fast, they're quick, and especially are these little backs. And I say little, 5'8", 5'9", but they can move.
That's right. You know, I think back to the old Pittsburgh Steelers days when they won those four Super Bowls, and little Rocky Blyer, who was a little guy.
Yeah.
Who had, you know, his knees blown off in the service and had him rebuilt and, you know, came back and won Super Bowls. So we're really excited about what's going on here tonight. We've got a beautiful view. It's just a spectacular night for football. One quick thing before we go to break here, Ron, is this field, unlike the other field at Foothill and everywhere else that we've been so far, this is a real grass field. It's not artificial turf.
It is, and it's named after one of their great leaders here at the school, and we're going to talk about him in a few minutes, Ron Hale.
All right, so we'll be back in just a couple of moments. We're going to have a talk with coach from Central Valley, and that's Chase Schrammick, and then we're also going to talk to Joey Brown, who's just one of the most spirited coaches that I've met all season long. That's all coming up in a moment. Stay with us for Friday Night Football at AM 1460 KCNR. We'll be right back.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax, license, and dealer documentation, charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We are back at Central Valley High School. It's Friday night football as the Falcons take on the Foothill Cougars. Foothill Cougars had an impressive win last week. We'll talk to Joey Brown in a couple of moments. Your pregame show is brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, providing service with solutions. Visit TriCountiesBank.com and see how they can make things happen for you. Member FDIC, we are here with Coach Chase Schrammick. He is the head coach, the big leader of the Central Valley Falcons. Don't know a whole lot about him. He's new to the area, so let's just dive right in. Chase, tell us a little bit about your history, and how long have you been here coaching the Falcons at Central Valley?
This is my first year moving from Los Angeles, California, where I've coached a lot of different places, formerly Banning High School as offensive coordinator. So this is my first year in the North State, so it's been a fun experience. It's been definitely a challenge, but I'm enjoying it.
What brought you all the way to Northern California from Los Angeles area?
It's a good question. I think the chance to be a head coach and to be a teacher and head coach at a school that I felt like had potential for success.
You guys are, this will be your fifth week, I believe, the fifth game of the season. Tell us what the Falcons have, how they've fared so far this year, and what is your outlook for the rest of the season?
We struggled, honestly. We've had some adversity, had some injuries and things like that, but I think we're getting better every single week, and that's kind of what I'm focused on. I'm here for the long haul to build this program back to what it was.
Tonight's opponent is the Foothill Cougars, who are coming off a dominant run over Red Bluff last week. And what do you know about Foothill, and how are you preparing for tonight's game?
I know that Foothill is vastly improved from last year. I think they're really good. They're good up front. They're good on offense and defense and special teams. They're well coached. They run a spread offense where they throw the ball quite a bit. And they run some different things on defense, but they're definitely going to be a challenge. And as far as preparing, we're going to prepare like we do every week. And get these kids ready to play.
Very nice. Okay, so let's talk about players for just a couple of moments. Tell me who is your quarterback, and tell me what you expect out of him tonight.
Our quarterback right now is Dylan Chavez, and it's his first time starting. Well, and he did a pretty good job. Threw for about 275 yards. He's done a good job so far, and it's just, he's new, but so far he's done a good job.
Is he a junior or a senior?
He's a senior.
Okay, good. Okay, next question. So we talk to a lot of coaches about players that do double duty. They play on offense and defense, and that seems to be pretty popular. It was back 35 years ago, even when I played the game. How is Central Valley equipped with those type of players who play on both sides of the ball?
I don't know if I would say equipped, but we have to have a lot of players play both. Because of the numbers that we have. So we have quite a few guys that play both ways. So I'm trying to think of some guys off my head, top of my head, but one of them is Trevor Roberts. He's probably one of our better receivers, and also outside linebacker. Dylan Chavez is probably going to play outside linebacker as well. So those are a couple of guys that come off the top of my head.
How do you keep these guys in the proper shape that they need to be in to play on both sides of the ball like that? And, you know, the fatigue factor usually catches up to them in about the fourth quarter. How do you prepare them, and how do you get them in shape to do that?
That's a good question as well. You know, there's different philosophies on that. And, you know, I'm continuing to grow as a coach. But we play really fast. And to me, there's no way to get into game shape except for playing football. So we practice really fast. We get a lot of reps in. And then as the season progresses, you hope you get in better shape because you're playing. Like against Red Bluff, we had 90 snaps on offense. That's a lot of snaps. So you're going to get in better shape. But that's something that I'm continually learning and trying to get these guys better. I'm trying to get better as well.
Very good. Okay, final question, Coach, and we'll let you get back to it because I know the kickoff's coming up here in just a few minutes. From your perspective, what are your keys to this football game tonight?
You know, I think the keys are for us just to worry about us and worry about one play at a time and get better as the game progresses and not let it get out of hand quick. Stay with them, and if we do that, well, I've seen offensively sometimes we can explode and do some special things. So.
All right. Well, listen, we wish you lots of luck. Have a great football game, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
That's Chase Schrammick, head coach of the Central Valley Falcons, with his keys to the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Coming up in just a moment, we are going to talk to Joey Brown, head coach from the Foothill Cougars. Cougars on a roll with a big win last week. We'll find out what their keys to the game are coming up next on AM 1460 KCNR.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino?
The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
Fight Night 32. This intense, action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center.
On Saturday, October 17th at 7:30, it's in the cage.
Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting and ready. Amateur title and pro fights.
This event sells out.
Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 17th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now.
Online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 32
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel,
call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to winriver.com. Cage fights are better at the river.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
We are back for Friday Night Football from Central Valley High School. They're taking on the Foothill Cougars tonight. Tonight's pregame show brought to us by Tri-Counties Bank, providing service with solutions. Visit tricountiesbank.com to see how they can make things happen for you. Member FDIC. And your keys to the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Here now with Coach Joey Brown from Foothill High School. Very impressive win last week, Coach, against the Red Bluff Spartans. You guys turned up victorious, and it seemed pretty easy for you, although the game was a little bit closer than the score indicated. How would you sum up your last week's performance of your ball club up against Red Bluff?
I think offensively, we were efficient. Obviously, we need to do a better job taking care of the ball. Defensively, in the first half, we did exactly what we planned to do as far as limiting their quarterback and the run and pass. In the second half, we got caught up a little bit with some trying to get some personnel. We thought the game was in hand and tried to get some other guys on the field. And Red Bluff, being explosive as they are, started to come back a little bit. So we had to make sure we hunkered down there and just stop the bleeding a little bit. But overall, very proud of my guys, how they fought, how they battled through the entire game, and how they respected their opponent.
Tonight you've got a very interesting matchup here against the Central Valley Falcons for a couple of reasons. One, Central Valley right now is 0-4. They've got a brand new coach. He's in his first year, Chase Schrammick. He's from Los Angeles. He came from a school down there. He was an offensive coordinator. And they've so far have been struggling this year, but you're playing on their home turf. Does that make a difference?
Oh, definitely. I mean, nobody wants to perform poorly in front of their home crowd. We're no different, and so we expect to, as always, receive every team's best, and CV is the same way. We expect to receive their best.
We talked about home turf, and you know, a lot of the schools around the area now, they're bringing in this artificial turf, and tonight you're playing on real grass.
Do you have any opinion or have you seen anything that has to do with injuries because of the artificial stuff? And have you played at all yet on grass this year?
We played on grass. We played up at grass at Lassen. We also have a practice field that's grass that we hit every now and then. But as far as injuries, I don't know. I've never actually done the science behind is a turf field safer or not. I mean, I'm sure there's arguments for and against. We've seen ACL injuries on the rise, and I don't know if that's an issue of turf or training or, you know, less multi-sport athletes. But, you know, I'll tell you this. Our kids like playing on the grass because it's a lot cooler than the turf, and the traction is truer. Obviously, in inclement weather, it's when it's raining and such, it's not as fun to be on as compared to our turf. But we don't feel like right now it'll slow our speed down.
Okay, good. So let's talk. I'm going to talk about a couple of your players for a second. I'm going to mention a name, and then I just want you to tell me about that person. Mm-hmm. Because I was really impressed with two players specifically last week, and one of them was Chris Murray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris is a kid who we've really challenged to be our feature back and carry the ball. At the beginning of the year, we talked about, are you a 10 to 15 touch guy? And, you know, for the last several games, he's been a 20-plus carry guy. And so, and a lot of that, you know, Chris will tell you right now, is a lot of that is due to our O-line really gelling. But Chris is learning how to work with those guys as well. And Chris has really committed himself to being a better back. And it shows.
I'll tell you who really stepped up in a big way on both sides of the ball last week, and that was Patrick Blake.
Absolutely. Patrick had some fumbles in the last game. And you know, the one guy we never worry about his mental approach to the game is Patrick Blake. And Patrick had, like you said, he had two picks on the defensive side of the ball, and had four catches for over 100 yards on the offensive side of the ball, two touchdowns. Patrick's a competitor. Patrick is I hate to use this term, but he's a gamer, but he also practices very hard as well.
I'm going to ask you this question. I want to get your answer, and then I want to tell you why I asked the question, okay? So describe for me your coaching style.
Passionate. I'll say that. I fight for my kids. I love this school. I bleed red and black. So for me, my coaching style is kids first in everything we do, but it's just very passionate. I'm gonna be the biggest cheerleader for my kids on Friday nights, but I'm also going to be sometimes their biggest critic Monday through Thursday.
You know what? That's the right on the money answer. And here's why I asked you the question. Because I watched you last week during the coaching, and you guys were up like 35 to 18, I think, at one point, or 17, something like that. You were still coaching at the highest level ever, and I thought that was very impressive.
Mm-hmm. You know, our kids deserve the best that we as coaches can give them. And, you know, it is a league game, and yes, we were up, but we understand that we're about to hit the gauntlet of our schedule, and we need everybody performing at their best no matter what the score is. So.
Okay, so very impressive. Thank you, Coach. One more question, final, from your perspective on your side of the game or your side of the field here, what are your keys to tonight's football game?
Taking care of the football, being efficient on offense, communicating on defense, and whoever is in there on defense, playing to the expectation that we have for Foothill High School.
Okay, perfect, Coach. Good luck to you. I know you're going to have a great game here at CV High, and thanks again for joining us on the pregame.
Thank you very much.
And there you have the keys to the game from Foothill Coach Joey Brown. Tonight's football game and the pregame show brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, providing service with solutions. Visit tricountiesbank.com and see how they can make things happen for you. Member FDIC. And the keys to the game brought to us by Reading Kia. We are all set. We've got both sides of the story from Chase Schrammick from CV and from Foothill Joey Brown. Now, opening kickoff and a couple of final words from me and Ron Largent coming up next on AM 1460 KCNR.
Grab your little ghouls and goblins and join us for a Halloween-themed night of family fun at Spooktoberfest at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens on October 23rd. Kids of all ages will enjoy a special Myths and Legends animal show, a no-host beer garden for adults, and a root beer garden for kids. Wear a costume for a chance to win a special prize. Plus, bring a blanket or chairs to watch Bugs Bunny's Halloween special on the outdoor screen. Tickets are just $5 per person or $25 for a family pack. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football.
For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all-new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax, license, and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We are back here from Ron Hale Memorial Stadium, Central Valley, California. They play host tonight to the Foothill Cougars. Ron Largent and Gary Moore on the call here tonight. Ron, last week we did a Foothill game, and the reason some people want to know why we're doing a Foothill game again, and we classify this as we're doing the CV game tonight because that's one local team that we have not done yet. So right. Give us what you know about Ron Hale and his affiliation with this community and this school.
Well, Ron Hale was really, his theme was, he was proud to be a Falcon. Of course, the Central Valley Falcons, that's their mascot. But he was a man of great passion. He just loved the school. He loved the students. He loved the community. And, he died in 2004. A young man, but, just really was devoted to the community. And they named dedicated the stadium on, to him, on, in memory of him. So we're at a very, this is a great place to be. I was here a couple of years ago doing a game with, Central Valley and West Valley, and they had a tribute to Ron Hale at that game. But really, that game was characterized by the fact that West Valley came in undefeated, and Central Valley was about a 14-point underdog. Well, I got to tell you, whether or not the memory of Ron Hale had anything to do with it, I don't know, but Central Valley took it to West Valley that night, and it was a 42-21 ball game. And, you can't help but think that they were thinking about Ron Hale and what he did for the community and the school, a great Falcon, and those kids remembered it. So it's great to be here. This is a very natural, beautiful setting, of course, a clear night. And by the way, I should mention also, we had a good JV game here. A little bit on the one-sided side with Foothill winning 22-0. But Central Valley put up a good fight. It was a good game.
They did, and we're expecting a good game here tonight. Captain's on the field right now, and look who's out there for Central Valley, Garrett Best, with a host of some of his players. And Foothill's got four captains out there as well. Most of them look like they are linemen. But they're getting ready to do the toss right now. We'll kind of paint this picture for you. Central Valley is wearing white pants, blue jerseys, white numbers, blue helmets. And Foothill is, I'm really happy about their away uniforms because their home uniforms is very difficult to see their numbers. So tonight, Foothill is in red pants, white shirts, red letters. There's the toss right there. And we'll get that for you right now. Central Valley has won the toss, and they have chosen to receive.
So we're going to be in for a good game. One big difference right up front, though, we might mention, is the size of the squads. Central Valley is coming out with about 30 players. They're going to have to go both ways, as the coach mentioned in the pregame interview. And, of course, Foothill is suiting up about 42 players tonight.
I know.
So they obviously have a real advantage there. But the Central Valley coach made a good point. His kids are in good condition. They go both ways. So this is going to be good to see how they hold up.
Okay, so we are ready to go. We'll get set with the national anthem right now. We'll be back in 60 seconds on AM 1460 KCNR.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, we're on in 10 seconds.
I'll mention something about the music in Roomy too.
Huh?
Bless your hearts.
Okay, back here, Ron Hill, Memorial Stadium, Central Valley High School on AM 1460 KCNR, High School Football. Ron, I'm ready to play.
We're ready to go, and I must say, before the kickoff, the teams are just coming out on the field, but the Central Valley High School band led us in the national anthem. This is the first year for this band director, and it's a struggle with these smaller schools where they don't have the music feeder programs. So did a good job down there. The band really sounded good. They're going to be a good band in the years to come. So it's good to have them, and it's good to get the game going. It's always good to have the local band play the national anthem.
We love that. You know, and I've done over 1,000 sporting events in my announcing career, and the national anthem is just one of the most beautiful songs ever I've heard. I've heard people sing it. I've heard bands play it. I've heard instrumentals. I've heard pre-recordings of things. I've heard Whitney Houston. I've heard The Worst One Ever by Roseanne Barr.
Uh-oh.
And I just love it when the high school band
You can't beat it when those kids get out there and play. So we're off to a good start here.
Ready for kickoff, back deep to receive for Central Valley. Dylan Chavez, number 22, and on the other side of the field, number 2, Valar Rady. So they are ready to get the kickoff, and here it is. The football field runs east and west. So Foothill will be going from our right to our left. That's east to west. Central Valley will be going from west to east. There's the whistle. Kickoff is ready. Here comes the approach, and this football game is underway. Picked up by Chavez at the 9-yard line. He's out to the 20 already. He's got some movement. He's out across the 25, and he comes down at the 26. And that's where this football game will begin. First and 10 for Central Valley at their own 26-yard line.
And Chavez last week was the starting quarterback in that Garrett Best had a broken arm. And they went for 275 yards last week. So this is a fast-moving offense.
Yes, it is, and they plan on throwing the ball a lot tonight. That's what we can expect. They've got pretty much the same setup that we've seen all season long. They've got two receivers wide to the right, one to the left, one guy in the backfield, shotgun formation. Garrett Best, your quarterback, he takes a first off and rolls over to his right-hand side. He looks downfield, nowhere to go. He's going to hang on to the ball. He's up to the 30, down to the 31, and that's where he's brought down.
And like we said earlier, he has that option. He rolled to his right. The receivers were covered. So he moved down the field, picked up, 6 yards. So it was a good run by the tailback.
Not a bad start for Central Valley, and they're right back up on the ball. Garrett Best in the shotgun formation. Here comes the snap right now. Foothill has said he's showing blitz. They hand it off up the middle, and there's a sizable gain, too. Not quite enough for the first down. They might be close. We'll find out.
Now, here again, Central Valley comes out, no huddle. They move up to the ball quick. They got a fast, it's a first down for them. There they go.
There it is. Ethan Odell, the ball carrier last time, and right back up on the ball they go. There's the snap. Same play right up the middle. Ethan Odell is brought down after about a two-yard gain.
Now, Odell is not too big, but he's quick. He's about looks to be about 5'8", probably about 155, but a fast-moving kid.
Wasting no time, Garrett Best. He's got receivers on both sides of the field. He fakes handoff to the right-hand side, keeps it, goes right up the middle. He'll pick up about two or three more on that play.
Again, that option, he made a nice fake there, got the linebackers moving to the side, clear to open up that middle, and up he went. Got a good little gain there.
I always wonder how long a football team can hold up with this tempo offense. Shasta did it all game on the opening night. There's the snap to Garrett Best. He drops back. He throws a little swing pass over to the left-hand side. That is incomplete, intended for number one, Kyle Morton.
And Kyle Morton is another one of those speedsters, not too big, about 5'8", probably 160. But had he caught that ball, he was open on that side.
So that'll make it a fourth down situation. Fourth at about five is what it is right now. Central Valley is in the punting formation. And back deep is number two. Last week he wore number 11. This week he wears his own number two, and that is Silas Miranda. It's a short punt that will drop down at about the 26-yard line. It'll take a bounce and drop right there, and they'll spot it right about the 25-yard line, and now Foothill will go to work.
What we're going to see from Foothill is that fast-moving, quick passing and quick running team like we saw last week. Central Valley is going to come out with three down linemen, three linebacker, two cornerbacks, and then two free safeties. So they're going to have their work cut out for them. Same defense as Red Buff last week to stop this, both the running and passing attack.
Okay, so Trent Banner set to go to work for the Foothill Cougars, and he goes immediately to the air. He fades back to pass. Now he rolls over to the right-hand side. He looks way downfield. He's got a guy, and that is complete near midfield. First down for the Cougars.
Good pattern. Wide receiver went down, made a quick move to the inside, came back on the outside, was open. Trent saw him, got him right in, right. Good pass.
Yeah, and Ron, guess who? Patrick Blake.
There you go. That
he's
kid
already
is all,
busy.
He's all over the field.
Here we go. First and 10 for the Cougars. They're near midfield. Banner back to pass. He looks the same situation over to the left-hand side. Had a guy. Threw his hands down at the 30, and that's incomplete. Pass intended for Ryan Terrace, who also had a pretty good football game last week.
Yeah, now that pattern, he lined up at left flanker. This went down the sideline. Looked back, and the pass was just beyond him. Foothill is using a four-man backfield on that particular formation and spread with the shotgun.
Foothill on this particular play, it's second down and 10. They've got three guys wide to the left, one guy wide to the right, one man in the slot. Banner back to pass right over the middle, and he throws it overthrows for another incomplete pass. That was intended for Silas Miranda.
The one drawback to that formation where he where Tanner is the only one in the backfield there, or Banner, excuse me, Trent Banner is the only one in the backfield. They know it's going to be a pass.
Pretty much. And he's got a lot of options out there. On that last play, he had five receivers lined up, three wide to the left, one wide to the right, one in the slot. This time he's got one in the slot on the right and one far out to the left. Miranda goes in motion. They hand it off to him over to the left-hand side. He is close to midfield. He's across the 50 and shoestring tackle, and he brings him down at the 47-yard line.
Central Valley is they're doing a good job of covering that the end of rounds like that. Number one came up from the back. That was
Kyle Morton.
Kyle Morton. He's a fast. Again, he's not too big, but he came up from safety to make that tackle.
Looks like there was a flag on the play. Didn't see that one come out. We'll get the call. Illegal formation against Foothill, so that'll back him up. That'll be a 5-yard penalty, and they will repeat third down.
Well, so far we're seeing Foothill, much like we did last week. They're going to open it up wide. They've got receivers all over the place. They keep that one formation. They put three in the backfield there so that Banner has a chance to find the receivers.
Banner back to pass. He throws it over to the right-hand side. That is complete, and they've got a first down and a lot more. Down to about the 31-yard line, Silas Miranda.
Silas is very quick, and with Silas and Chris Murray, you got two very quick backs there. Once they get the ball, if they have any daylight, they're off for five to 8 yards.
All right, so Trent Banner moving his team downfield, first and 10. Ball at the 35 right now. Banner takes a snap, drops back to pass, looks downfield to the left-hand side, got a guy wide open. That's going to be 6 points, touchdown, Foothill.
That pattern, same pattern as before. The flanker out to the left, went 10 yards and then made the move to the outside and got wide open.
Yeah, guess who? Patrick Blake.
There you go. He gets open.
So Patrick Blake's already struck goals for the Foothill Cougars. That'll be 6 points on the board. Extra point getting lined up right now. They will kick for the extra point. That'll be a 1 point, not two. We are ready. Here comes the snap. There it is. There's the placement. There's the kick. It is up, and it is good. So with 9:13 left to play in the first period, Central Valley is down 7-0 to the Foothill Cougars. We'll take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, we're back here. There's the kickoff, and that is picked up by Chavez at the 10, and he brings it out to about the 25, across the 25 to the 26, and Central Valley will have another opportunity to go for 6 points. They would really like, Ron, I would think they would really like to keep them score for score so the game doesn't get crazy and out of hand.
That's right, and they'll move down that field now. Again, spread offense, wide open. Looks like Garrett Best is back there.
Garrett Best, he is your quarterback. He is number four for Central Valley, and he fakes the handoff up the middle. He looks downfield. Now he hangs on to it, tucks the ball in. He's now moving to the left-hand side over the tackle area into the center of the field. He picks up a pretty good gain and enough for another first down.
He's a pretty big kid. He's about 5'10", looks to be about 170. Lanky but strong and moves very well. I noticed in the warm-up there, his footwork is excellent.
Right back up on the ball goes Central Valley. They've got two guys out to the right, one tight end, two guys out to the left. Here comes the snap right now, and Garrett Best rolls out to the left-hand side, doesn't even look. He just hangs on to it, and he'll pick up about three on the play.
Foothill is using a three-man down lineman, then four linebackers. And then you've got two roving safeties there. And I noticed the safeties are coming up to start to cover that opening that was there for Best to move into.
We'll see if that has some good value for them so far. It's done quite well. There's the snap. Garrett Best looks over to the right-hand side, throws it out into the flat, incomplete, intended for number five, Trevor Roberts.
And what happened there was that Roberts went out to the right, and Foothill was right on it. In fact, had that throw been a little bit lower, it would have been intercepted.
That was close. Very close. So the ball is at the 42-yard line, and it'll be third down for Central Valley. Garrett Best by himself. He's got one man in the backfield to his left. They are planning on throwing the ball a lot, and Garrett Best is back to pass already. Takes a three-step drop. Looks, has nobody, and he pump fakes it over to the right-hand side. Now dumps it off to number two, up to about the 44. That is Valor Rady. And that's a short pickup, and that will bring up a fourth down.
What's happening with that coverage is that the linebackers and the cornerbacks are staying with their receivers, and they're just on them. like a blanket, and they're not open, so Best has to make that move and run.
Punting situation, and Silas Miranda is back to receive the punt. He'll stand at his own 15 right now. There's a snap. Really good kick. Little squabbly over to the left-hand side. Takes a nice Central Valley bounce. It goes down to about the 20, and Miranda will just step away from it. And the ball will roll to a dead drop at about the 14-yard line.
So we're seeing the Central Valley is using that spread offense with the shotgun quarterback, but the Foothill defense is really holding up there. They're covering them in very well. The linebackers and the cornerbacks are following the receivers, and then you keep that line, the lineman putting pressure on Garrett Best there. So here they go.
Foothill on the ball, and they've got receivers, two on the right, one man in motion, and there's a whistle on the play. Flag will come down. We'll get the call for you here in just a moment. All right, it's going to be a false start call against Foothill. That'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be first and 15.
That's one of the negatives of that fast offense like that. They get up there and the linemen aren't totally set. They'll make a move and it's an offside.
All right, so Blake, plenty of receivers, three to the left, one to the right. He takes a quick drop back, throws it out to the flat on the left-hand side. That will go to Silas Miranda. He stutter jukes. He's out to the 15, across to the 16, and brought out of bounds.
It's a beautiful pattern. What he has two receivers on the left side. So the one receiver is about 2 yards ahead of the intended receiver. And so when the intended receiver catches the ball, the receiver in front of him just does the blocking. It was a beautiful play.
Already Silas Miranda looking good, and he'll go off the field. And he'll take a play off. Here comes the snap. There comes quarterback Trent. He's on the move. He hangs onto it to himself. He takes it up over to about the 26-yard line, and there is a flag on the play.
Again, Trent can run the ball. He's a good runner. Found that hole there when the receivers were covered. But a holding, right? Holding penalty.
That is correct. Holding against Foothill, and that'll back him up. We talked about penalties in last week's game, especially in the second half, because that's when they can really, really cost you the game. We saw that last week with Red Bluff when they were playing Foothill, and the penalties cost them a lot.
It can make the difference in a close game, that's for sure.
Silas Miranda back in the football game. He's over far right, three receivers to the right, two to the left. Banner throws it deep over to the right-hand side, and he's got a guy. That is complete. That looks like it's Patrick Blake, and he's up to the 40 and the 41 where he's finally brought down.
Boy, he gets open as well as anybody I've seen in a while. He goes down straight down the field, cuts to the inside, and then back out to the right, which is how he scored on that last touchdown.
I made an error on that. That was Carter Smith, number 5.
Well, that was a beautiful pattern, though. They go down 15 yards, cut in, turn around to the right, and there's the ball right there.
This ought to be fun. Carter Smith is split wide to the left with Patrick Blake, and he looks to Blake this time. Blake's got two guys on him, nowhere to go, and the ball is incomplete.
What they're doing there, Central Valley is putting putting the cornerback and the safety on that receiver, but guess what? That's going to leave open one of their other receivers when you have a core receiver like Foothill.
That's right. Carter Smith was double covered on that one, and Patrick Blake, what he did is he went over the center, but he was also not open as well, so the only option for Trent Banner was to go to Carter Smith, and that was incomplete. It'll be second and 10 right now, Foothill ball. Here comes the snap. Trent Banner, quick shot over the middle to number 1. That is complete, and he is kind of thrown like a rag doll down, but that's for a sizable gain. Enough for a first down. Ryan Terrace, the receiver.
Very nice. Nice play there. He was spread out way to the left, came right, took five yards, cut to the right across the center, wide open. Nobody near him.
Okay, back up, first and 10. Ball at the 45. Foothill in their own zone here. Long ball down the sideline, just overthrown, not by much. It was intended for Patrick Blake. And had that been a perfect throw, he might have had another touchdown that time.
They had Central Valley had the safety on him, but you have speed there against a little more speed, and he did have a couple steps on him, but the ball was just a little too far. So we're seeing a very wide open Foothill, aren't we?
I'm impressed, and so far it's a pretty evenly matched football game. The score is only 7-0 right now. It's early, 6:16 left to play. Foothill up on the ball. There's the snap. Trent Banner hands it off right up the middle, and guess who's here? The guy who did great last week, that is Chris Murray. He's got a sizable gain, and he's still going. Down to the 21-yard line. He had about 4 or 5 Falcons it took to bring him down.
He got 10 yards after they hit him. He keeps moving, and he's not that big.
He's a little guy, but he is tough.
He just keeps going.
Chris Murray.
That was impressive. He got 10 extra yards there.
So a ball at about the 21-yard line, somewhere in that general vicinity. Back to pass goes Banner. He's got a complete over to Ryan Terrace. And he's brought down at about the 10-yard line. Not enough for the first down. It'll be probably second and one. Are they going to? Depends on the spot.
This offense is really clicking now. They put him out to the left, all the way to the left. Makes the move about 3 yards. Cuts across the center, wide open. The linebackers can't find him.
Ron, they'll call that a first down. So it'll be first and goal for the Foothill Cougars. Trent Banner back to pass, looks over to the right-hand side, nowhere to go. He looks again. Oh, he's got a guy down low near the goal line, and that is incomplete.
Central Valley put another 2 additional rushing linemen on that. They rushed right past Trent. Trent stepped in, made his move, and then made the move to the right.
Slowly working the ball downfield, Foothill Cougars. They've got Ryan Terrace wide to the left. And here comes the snap. Trent Banner, a little swing pass over to Chris Murray. Murray pushes hard down, and he's brought down at the 1 yard line before he's hit hard. It'll be third down and goal for Foothill Cougars.
He's coming out of the backfield almost like a man in motion.
I know.
He's moving so fast. By the time he gets that ball, he's at full speed.
So, third and goal, ball at the 1 yard line. 5:17 left to play in the first period. Foothill leads the contest 7-0, and they're up on the ball. And for the first time of the night, we see Trent Banner with a quarterback sneak right up the middle across the goal line, touchdown Foothill.
You know, we don't talk too much about that Foothill line. They're fast, they're off, the offensive line is fast, they're pretty good size. They just moved that Central Valley line right out of it.
There we go. Another 6 points. So 5:06, it's 13-0, and we'll get set up for the extra point. We couldn't have a more perfect night for football here. We can't see the mountains because it's dark now, but the field looks beautiful. The lighting is great. And here comes the snap. They place it down. The kick is up, and it is good. So 5:06 left to play. Score, Foothill 14, Central Valley 0. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Ron Hale Memorial Stadium with 5:06 left to play. Here comes the kickoff. The approach, the boot. There it is. That'll go to number 22, Chavez. Chavez will take it. They fake the reverse, and he hangs onto it, goes over to the left-hand side. He's up to the 10, 15, 20. He's got midfield and a long way to go. Only one way to beat. 50. He's down to the 40. He cuts it back. Now he cuts it to the left. Down to the 20, and he's finally brought down at the 17-yard line. What a great run back by Chavez.
Boy, he opened that line up, and off he went. And he was the big runner last week, too. He's a wide receiver, a runner, running back, and a defensive back. He's a very talented athlete.
That was nice to see right there.
I think he lost sight of that guy behind him, or he would have beat him to the goal line.
He only had one guy to beat. I think it was the kicker. And normally when you only have the kicker left to beat, that's pretty much an easy dance for you. But he brought himself down. And here we go, first and 10 for Central Valley. There goes Garrett. He hands it off up the middle to number 11, Ethan O'Dell. And that looks like he fumbled that ball. Foothill picks it up, and now Foothill's going to the other end. He's got a guy brought down at the 35, 36-yard line. So, unfortunate turn of events right there. And that'll just take the wind out of your sails real quick.
Well, you know it will, but you know that's what high school football's all about. This is pretty exciting. All of a sudden right here, within a couple of minutes, we've had a very nice run on the part of Central Valley, and then a fumble and a good run back on the part of Foothill.
You know, you talk about emotion when it comes to plays like that. I don't have time to share the story with you right now, but when we get a break, maybe in the halftime show, remind me to tell you about the Anderson Red Bluff or the Anderson Enterprise game, the JV game. That was an amazing emotional moment. I'll share with you later. Trent Banner back to pass. He takes an easy step over the middle. There's Patrick Blake. It's received. He's up now across the 50, and he's down to the 45. He cuts into the right-hand side. He's got two guys to beat. He's down now at the 37-yard line.
Now, like Chris Murray and what we've seen here already, Patrick Blake can cut like mad. Like he came down there, made that beautiful cut, left two tacklers wondering what happened. Picked up a good game. What happened there?
Well, you know, I saw something go flying down there. I thought it was a flag at first, but it was dark. And it's like, that guy needs to get himself a new flag. That flag looked brown. And it looks like Foothill's backing himself up. I don't know what the call is yet, but Foothill will come back a little bit. It's a holding call against Foothill. They'll back him up 15 yards.
Well, that was a great run. Too bad about the penalty, because he made some beautiful moves. He's quite a runner.
Penalties and turnovers always cost you, especially in the second half. They've cost both teams on the first half here so far. The fumble a couple of moments ago after a great return by Chavez on the kickoff, and now Foothill has the ball. And they've got the ball spotted at the 45-yard line right now. There's a snap. Banner back to pass. Rolls over to the right-hand side. He motions his hand guy to go long, and he throws it deep, far downfield, and that is incomplete. He threw that ball all the way down to the 5. That was a 55-yard toss.
And what Central Valley now is doing is they've gone to 3 down linemen, and they were putting a little pressure on him. So they have 5 linebackers, and then we have 3 safeties. So they're free safeties, and they were on that receiver. They had him good. It was good coverage.
Ron, notable game going down in Red Bluff tonight. Shasta at Red Bluff. It's homecoming for Red Bluff with 8:47 left to play in the first. Shasta leads that game 14-0.
Boy, that fast offensive Shasta, like Foothill. They're fast off the ball.
I like to see Shasta and Foothill play together. That'll be a good football game. Trent Banner now fakes it up the middle. A handoff, throws it over to the right-hand side. Got a guy wide open. That's Patrick Blake, and he's brought down at the 31-yard line.
Boy, he has that pattern down. He goes down the sideline, cuts across the center, and has the linebacker behind him, so he's open. If that pass is on target, he's got 10, 15 yards, which he picked up right there.
So Foothill moving the ball downfield. Ball to 31, right about the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Foothill. Score is 14-0. 4 minutes left to go in the first half. Trent Banner hands it off right up the middle. I think that might have been Chris Murray. He picked up 2 or 3 on that one. He's over the 30, down to about the 27.
They went back to a formation they used to use quite frequently, and that is they put they start a man in motion, and then he stops about when he gets behind the guard. Well, that throws off your linebackers because they start moving. Then the play is handoff and up the middle.
And up over center for the second time here this evening. Trent Banner, he fakes the pitch, hands it off over to the right-hand side for a couple of yard gain. That is number 22, Brian Harvey.
Yeah, and that looked like Foothill of old because the man in motion was right behind the quarterback. Quarterback got the ball. Banner got the ball. Made one step back to the right. There he came and handed off. He went right off tackle. And that was the old Foothill offense about 5 years ago.
It'll be third and 2. And Ryan Terrace way out on the left-hand side in the receiving position. There's the snap. Banner back to pass. Looks for Terrace over in the end zone. That is complete. Touchdown, Foothill.
Boy, that was beautiful. Now, he went through his progressions there as quarterback, looked to the right, came back around to the left. In the meantime, there was the receiver streaking down the left, got the defenders to look back at the ball, which was just over their head. Perfect pass.
Ryan Terrace is, he's got some height to him, too, so he can jump, which adds about 2 feet to his range. Set up now for the extra point. And there's the snap, there's the spot, and the kick, and it is good. So with 2:53 left to play, it's Foothill 21, Central Valley 0. We'll take a 60-second break and come right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models, plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all-new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For JD Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax, license and dealer documentation, charges any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11/2/2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Set to go. Kickoff here with 2:53 left to play. There it is. It'll go to number 22, Chavez. He'll take it up the 11-yard line. He'll hope for another big run. He goes over to the left-hand side, and he is brought down at about the 29. It'll be first and 10 for Central Valley.
Well, Central Valley will get things moving here now. But, you know, what we're seeing, and we mentioned this during the timeout there, but we're seeing textbook offense on the part of Foothill. Execution is excellent. And it's tough for the Central Valley defense, but the fact of the matter is they're running their plays, their timing is excellent, and the passing is excellent.
Garrett Best, set to go to work. He's got three receivers to the right, one to the left, one in the slot. He's back to pass. He throws a dump pass right over the middle, and he catches it at the 29, and he's immediately buried.
So what happens there is that the linebacker, Foothill linebacker, was watching the man coming out of the backfield, which is what happened there, and it was right on him.
That was number 21, Tyler Ducios, on the stop. All right. Here comes Garrett Best. He'll take the snap. He'll immediately drop to his left, throws it over to the right-hand side like a screen pass. That is complete over the middle there. The number five, the receiver, and that is Trevor Roberts, and he'll pick up about four, maybe five.
That was a good play. They passed out to him. He cut back into the interior where the linebackers had pulled out already, so he had an open field there for about 5 yards.
Garrett Best set to take the snap. There it is. He'll drop back immediately. Look right over the middle. He's got another pass receiver. He was open there just a little long. And there is a late flag on the play, and that might be a personal foul against number 22, Brian Harvey. We'll get that call here in a second. Flag come out well after the play was over. And that's going to be pass interference against Foothill, as predicted, Brian Harvey.
Yeah, he was a little too close to the receiver. The receiver was actually pretty much open and just couldn't quite catch that pass.
It was tight coverage, too.
It was. He was right on it.
A little too tight, so says the flag. So they'll march it up the field about 15 yards. They'll mark it exactly right at midfield. It'll be first and 10 for Central Valley, and they'll go to work. Here comes the snap right now. Garrett Best immediately looks over to the right-hand side, backs up a few more steps. Now he's on the run. He's got two guys on him, and he goes down, sacked back at the 32-yard line. A huge loss.
Well, we've talked about this last week more than we have tonight, but the linebacking core of Foothill is very fast, and that's exactly what happened there.
Got another update for you. Ron Shasta is now up 21 to nothing.
Oh, boy. They're moving. You know, we're so fortunate up here in the North State to see these offenses. And quite frankly, Central Valley is looking good. They just haven't connected quite on the score yet, but they have some good formations. They give this coach credit.
They don't look bad at all, and quarterback Garrett Best now rolls immediately over to the left-hand side, looks downfield. He's got nowhere to go. Now he tucks the ball in, and he's going to run for it. He runs and takes it up to the 37, brought down at the 38-yard line.
And when you see the Central Valley offense, their plays are good. They're actually well executed, but they're up against a very fast, talented defense.
They are. Still in that tempo offense, Garrett Best now looking to make his move, and here comes the snap. Two guys wide to the left, one guy in the slot, and there's some confusion on the play. And Garrett Best will take a timeout, so Central Valley... we'll take a quick timeout. We'll do the same. We'll do 30 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We are back at Ron Hale Memorial Stadium as the band plays on. You know, Ron, for me, it's nice to hear the high school band, but you've got a lot of musical background. You play, you're involved and stuff like that, so... and you told me a couple of tidbits about the band here at Shasta. They sound really good tonight.
They do. They're trying hard. The problem, as with any athletic team, the same with the band. If you don't have a feeder program, getting the kids going in the elementary, you're not going to have much of a high school band. And they have no feeder program. There we go.
We'll talk more about that. There's the snap. Garrett Best rolls out fast to the left. Now he stops, dumps it over to the middle. Have a guy wide open, the 14 of Joseph Jurgensen, and he overthrew him. Incomplete.
That was a good play, though. He the receiver went down the field 10 yards, made the cut to the outside, and he was open. The throw was a little high, but it was a good pattern. And going back to what we were talking about earlier about the score 21-0 in the first quarter, you say, well, it's going to be a blowout. But really, the Central Valley team is looking good in that they're executing. They're just up against a tremendous defense.
You're absolutely right about that. Foothill is very strong on defense. Set to go for fourth down situation. They're going to be a punt, and Silas Miranda is back deep, short punt. That'll go barely across midfield. They'll stay away from that. It'll take a Foothill bounce and come to a stop where it's downed at the 43-yard line. So close to midfield, Foothill will take over first and 10.
You know, we're at the we're just still at the beginning of this season. But with what we've seen these last few weeks, we're seeing these high-octane, fast-moving offenses.
Yes.
And we're also seeing some pretty good defense. So when Shasta comes up against Foothill...
that's going to be one heck of a game.
It's going to be a test of defense, really, because these quarterbacks on both teams are excellent. The running backs are both good. It's going to be a test of the defense.
Set to go. Long Trent Banner had a guy downfield, and he hangs on to it down at the 30. Sizable gain right there.
You know, we talk about these great receivers getting open and so forth. To make a catch like that, he went up in the air. He's got to have good hands.
Yep, and guess who those hands were? They belonged to Patrick Blake.
Boy, he can hold on to that ball. He went up, had two defenders on him, right in the middle at the, what was that, 30-yard line? Beautiful
right
catch, beautiful pass.
29, right around the 29-yard line is where it is. It'll be first and 10 for Foothill. 12 seconds left. This could be the last play of the first quarter. Quick pass over to the left-hand side. There's Patrick Blake. He's all over the road. He's down to the 20 and the 15, and he's finally brought down at the 13-yard line.
Now, we haven't seen that pattern. He lined up way back on the left, came back towards the quarterback. So it was he was at a... just about 1 yard over the line of scrimmage, caught the ball, made his move back across the field, so it was open. So the linebackers had pulled out, and basically it was him. He was the only defenders in front of him were the safeties. Very well done play. We have seen about 10 different formations here so far tonight that Foothill is using.
They're mixing up. There's a flag on the play, and I'm not quite sure what that was. It's going to go against Central Valley. I'm not quite sure what it was, but they'll march them down close to the goal line, and they'll mark the ball right about the six-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Foothill.
So we're seeing a variety of plays, and you know what that does to a defense? It just throws them off because they start moving in one direction, the play goes in the other direction, especially where you have players going both ways, because it's going to be taking its toll here pretty quick.
And there's the end of the first period. They'll switch ends with the score after one period, 21 for Foothill, 0 for Central Valley. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football teams. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, we're back at Central Valley. It is close to a score for Foothill. Trent Banner, back to pass. He'll hang on to it. Nobody open. He'll get a couple of yards. He's still going, and he takes it down almost to the goal line. Big stretch right there. He's down to about the one, Ron.
Yeah, he is a very fine young quarterback. Again, this Foothill backfield is pretty much all juniors. We're going to be in for it next year.
Wow. So there's a flag down on the play, and we'll get that call for you here in a second, let you know what it is.
And we might mention that up here in the booth we have all kinds of scorekeepers going.
We do. And, you know, they got a little penalty going on, so go ahead and give us a recap of what you got so far around the league.
Well, I think it's now PV is ahead, I think it's 18-0 over Enterprise in the first quarter. Foothill, of course, we're here at this game. We have 21-0. Shasta 21-0 over Red Bluff. And Anderson's ahead of Oroville, 7-0, first quarter.
Very nice. So Oroville, 0-4. We'll get to that here in a second. Talk about more about it at halftime. Chris Murray in the backfield all by himself right now as Trent Banner is up over the center. They're down at about the 6-inch line, threatening to score one more time with 11:44 left to play in the first. 21-0 right now for Foothill. This is where you would expect to see Chris Murray get the ball. He rolls out the pass. Nobody open, throws it over the middle, and he's got a guy in the end zone,
wow,
and that is
go.
A touchdown Foothill. Patrick Blake strikes again.
And, you know, you got to give credit to Trent. He is a very, very sharp, thinking quarterback. He saw that there was some trouble there, but got the man open.
He had so many different options on that play. He had Chris Murray behind him. He had a couple of receivers over to the left, two over the middle. He hit Patrick Blake over the middle. Easy run right there and a touchdown for Foothill. Time for the extra point. There's the snap. There's the placement. Kick is up, and it is good. So with 11:37 left to play, it'll be Foothill 28, Central Valley nothing. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We're back, Central Valley, Ron Hale Memorial Stadium, kickoff. There's the kick right there. And there's a flag or a whistle on the play. There's a problem there with Chavez, number 22, Dylan Chavez. He comes off the field, and he's got an ailment of some sort. We're not quite sure what that's all about. They set him down, and trainers will attend to him, and this kick will be a do-over.
And again, with the technology we now have available, our listeners are treated to the fact that we can give them different games. And as we mentioned a moment ago, Pleasant Valley up 18 to nothing on Enterprise with 3:39 left in the first quarter.
Good job. Here's the kick. That'll go to number two, Valar Rady. He'll let it bounce out of bounds right about the four-yard line, and that'll be a flag on the play.
And we'll also mention in that we're looking at the tweet that if you go online to Record Searchlight, you can get scores.
Yep.
So we have lots of people involved in Friday night high school football, which is wonderful in the North State.
TJ Holmes from the Record Searchlight does just the most outstanding job covering high school sports, not just football, but volleyball, everything included. And he's on Twitter. If you don't follow him, it'd be a good idea to follow him to find out exactly what's going on. He gives us updates. Because everybody updates, but we're happy about that. Garrett Best now takes the snap. Back to pass. He's got guys over the right. It's a swing pass over to the right-hand side. That's complete to Kyle Morton. Morton up to the 40 and finally brought down at the 41-yard line. Gain of about six on the play.
He's a fast back there and had good yardage. Not very big, about 5'8", probably about 155, 160, but he can scoot. And he showed it there.
Garrett Best does a fake handoff up the middle, hangs on to it. He's got nowhere to go. No gain. He barely made it back to the line of scrimmage.
Foothills changed their defense a little. They've come up with, they now put four down linemen up there, and then right behind them they have the three linebackers, and then they have, looks like, two cornerbacks, and then the three safeties.
You mentioned it already. They're mixing it up quite well on defense, showing all different kinds of coverage. Here comes the snap. Garrett Best will take it and fakes it off. Hand off to the left-hand side. Throws it out to the right-hand side. He's got a guy. That's number five. Trevor Roberts complete for a few-yard gain. Close to the first down. We'll let you know exactly where they mark the ball and see if it's a first down. I think it's going to just short of the first down. So it'll be fourth and inches for Central Valley.
Again, Foothill is showing some new defensive positions there, and they're confusing Central Valley.
Quarterback sneak keeper. They take it up above the first down mark. Central Valley will get a first down with 9:56 left to play. In the first half, that is. Ball carrier goes up to midfield. Kyle Morton, he'll pick up about three on the play. Nothing. Shasta over Foothill right now. We are at Central Valley Foothill. It's 28-0. And Garrett Best, the quarterback, fakes a handoff up the middle, keeps it. keeper for about a three and a half, 4 yard gain right now. Not enough for the first down. It'll be third down.
Again, running against that four man defensive line, then the linebackers coming up. It's tough to get through that middle. It's hard for Central Valley.
Garrett Best set to take the snap right now for Central Valley. And they're close to the first down. He will keep it, and he will get that first down. Takes it down above across the 40 and down to the 37. Garrett Best with the keeper.
A good carry on his part. He read the defensive line moving to the right, and he cut to the left and went off of left tackle for a good gain.
Okay, clock is ticking, and Garrett Best going to work right now.
He hands
off over to the right-hand side to number one, Kyle Morton. Morton barely gets around the corner, and he'll take it right back to the 34-yard line.
He's fast going around that corner, but he's up against a very fast linebacking core, and those corners are foothill. They match his speed.
Garrett Best now takes a snap, looks over to the left-hand side. He looks deep downfield. He's got a guy wide open. Almost intercepted. Incomplete.
The Foothill defender was with him step for step. And, again, that speed that Foothill shows in the safeties, that the receiver could not get ahead of him. Very good defense, but a good play. Well executed, pretty good pass.
Not bad at all. That was a great pass. Very close. Excellent defense right there. Garrett Best now. He's got two receivers to the left, one to the right, one in the slot. Here he goes, rolls out to the left, and now he backs off and hands off. And that will go for a short loss right there.
Yeah, probably not a good play there. Not a good call.
Trevor Roberts. Ball carrier.
With that Foothill line, you cannot have a delay in the backfield like they did there, because that Foothill line is too fast.
And right back up on the ball. Here we go. Now Garrett Best takes the snap. He immediately drops back, looks downfield. He's got a guy over the middle. That's complete. Down to the 20, 15, 10, 5. And they go down to the end zone, and they will mark him out at the 1 yard line. That was Trevor Roberts with the excellent reception, and he takes it down to the 1 yard line.
Well done play. Very well done. Came across from the left receiving position down the field, cut a little bit to the outside, got that pass, and then he was almost in the end zone.
The crowd doesn't like the spot on that play, because we know you can hear them. There's a flag on the play right there. It's 7:34 left to play. Central Valley threatening to score for the first time of the night. Nice.
But, you know, we mentioned a few moments ago, with this offense, if they click, they could be back in the ballgame real quick-like.
All right, offsides encroachment by Foothill. And now Garrett Best up over center. He'll take the quarterback keeper, and he does not go hardly anywhere.
We have the advantage of seeing it from our vantage point here, and you can see that Foothill line did not move.
Not at all. It was like a brick wall of red and white. Whoa, second down.
Okay, Coach Tremet is going to have a chance to. Let's see what he's going to pull here now. See if he can do something creative. He can make that 2 yards.
All right. Garrett Best now in the shotgun formation. He fakes it off over the middle, hands off to it, stutter steps to the left and to the right. Now he goes left over the touchdown for Central Valley.
Very nice, very nice. Fake to the right, made a slight move to the right and back right over the goal.
I wasn't sure where he was going on that one. He took about three or four different. He must have ran about 5-6 yards to get a 6-inch. Score on that one. Good. Nice job.
Very nice. You know, I mentioned out when we saw him at warming up how fast his feet action was, and he showed it there. He just really he got Foothill standing in their tracks.
So they're on the board for the first time of the night. They're going for the two-point conversion here for Central Valley. 7:01 left to play. Garrett Best looks for the guy over the middle, and he throws over to the right-hand side of the end zone, and that is incomplete. So it'll be 6 points, and that's the 6 points that they'll take with 7:01 left to play in the first half. Foothill 28, Central Valley 6. We'll take 60 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus, follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Back at Central Valley, Ron Hale Memorial Stadium. Central Valley now on the board. 6 points. And they'll get set to kick off. Silas Miranda back deep. He's also, go for an onside kick. It hits a lineman right in the hands, and he falls on it. So Foothill will have a first and 10 from the 48-yard line. They're moving from their left to our right.
Good coaching on the part of Foothill to prepare for that, because that was a down lineman that got that.
Yeah, it was.
And he reacted very well. The thing he has to do is, when he touches that baby, is fall on it.
I was an offensive lineman and a defensive end, and, you know, I was a fat kid when I was playing high school football, and linemen just don't have the best hands, right?
That's right.
All right, Foothill with the ball now. Handoff goes to Chris Murray over to the left-hand side. He turns the corner. He picks up a few. Now he's still moving. Flag on the play. And Chris Murray, it takes about 17 Falcons to bring him down.
He is one tough runner. And he's not that big, but, boy, he can sure keep those legs churning.
There's several flags down on the play that time. One came out way after the play was over. That's usually a late hit or a personal foul.
It was actually a pretty good play. Murray was on the right side of the lineup, came across, took the handoff to the left, got around that left end and then cut upfield. Made a good gain, but it looks like the penalties could hold it, push him back a bit.
The referees are talking to Central Valley captains. It's going to be a holding call, looks like, against Foothill. It's like a holding against Foothill and unsportsmanlike conduct against Central Valley. Interesting chain of events here.
Well, so the game paid off.
Yeah. So we'll find out here in a second where they're gonna mark the ball. Usually when you have opposing penalties, they usually offset depending on the nature of the penalty. But this time, that's going to go against Foothill, and they're going to march them back down to the 41-yard line, Foothill in their own territory.
So that's the equivalent of a 15-yard loss from where he carried the ball. That's right. That hurt, but they're coming back.
All right, so Trent Banner takes the snap, hands it off to Murray. Murray immediately brought down in the backfield. No gain, probably a two-yard loss.
Now, interesting, Central Valley's moving their linebackers up, so they're coming with, they have five up there on the front.
We're talking to Coach Chase Schrammick earlier in the week, and we suggested to him that if they keyed on Chris Murray, they probably would have a pretty good job at slowing the run down, so that certainly paid off there. Banner back to pass. He looks deep downfield on the left-hand side. He's got two guys in coverage. And that is almost intercepted, but incomplete.
Beautiful coverage. Two Falcons in defending that pass receiver. Now, Central Valley went to a three down and three linebackers and then put three back there in safety. And that helped because they had two defenders on that receiver. That made a difference.
You know, we've said this before in other games, Ron. The score 28-6. the score really doesn't indicate how good the football game really is.
It's a good game.
Banner back to pass after a couple of fakes right over the middle. He's got a guy there. He's up to the 40, 45. I think that's Ryan Terrace. And Terrace close to midfield. Now, I'm wrong about that. It is Brian Harvey on the reception.
But very good coverage, considering they put pressure on the quarterback. He had to get rid of it. And then as Harvey came around the right, the cornerbacks came up, and it was good coverage. Stopped the game. Brought up fourth down, too.
Got a little bit of a nice breeze kicking up here. We better hold down our paperwork. All right, fourth down for Foothill. They are in the punting situation. Back to receive, Kyle Morton, number one, and kind of a low, squabbly kick. Morton will back away from it, and it'll come to a rest at the 19-yard line where Foothill will down it. Central Valley gets the ball back with 5:30 left to play in the first period, 28-6. And now Garrett Best will have work to do.
Well, we saw a little fire on defense as part of Central Valley there. They looked good in that last series. And now if they can keep their offense going, this could be a much closer game.
Yep. Sometimes it just takes a little time for teams to kick in. All right, Garrett Best, he's looking deep now. He throws one right over the middle. He's got a guy. That is complete. That is Kyle Morton on the reception. He is brought down at the 23-yard line.
It was kind of a modified screen in that the Best moved to the back and then saw the open receiver there, and Morton was open and had a nice little game.
Best ready to go. Set to take the snap. He's got two receivers to the right and one to the left. Hands off right up the middle. That will go to Kyle Morton, and Kyle Morton will get close to the first down. That will be a first down. Kyle Morton.
That was a well-designed play. Got the lineman open that hole just enough for Morton to scoot through there.
No, I didn't know if she came or not. Best fakes it off to the right-hand side, keeps it. He'll bring it up to the 35. That's about a 5-6 yard gain.
By Central Valley mixing it up, they don't know if Foothill doesn't know if they're going to pass or not, and all of a sudden they're getting some holes open.
Yeah, things starting to click for Central Valley. They're looking good here with 4:33 left to play in the first period. Best, take the snap, hands it off, over tackle to the left-hand side. Maybe 1-2 yard gain on the play, and the ball carrier, Kyle Morton. Central Valley wasting no time right here. They're right up on the line. The hurry-up offense, tempo is what they call it. Here comes the snap to Best. He fakes a handoff up the middle, hangs on to it, and he goes nowhere. He's immediately brought down. No gain.
Yeah, we mentioned a moment ago, you cannot delay with that defensive line of Foothill, or they will be in the backfield, and that delay did not work because of that.
No, it didn't. We got an update on the Shasta game. We'll give that here to you in just 1 second. Best. Got a little confusion going on, and it looks like Central Valley will take a timeout. We'll give you a quick update here. 42-0, Shasta over Red Bluff right now. That's the current score as of one. That's, Ron, get this. That was 1:48 left to play in the first quarter.
Oh,
I'm not sure if that's a misprint. That's usually right about the first half.
Yeah, but having seen that Shasta offense, that doesn't surprise me. And having seen the Red Bluff defense last week, where they tried hard to slow down Foothill, but they couldn't, and now they're up against that powerhouse at Shasta. The last play here and the difference in the defense threw off the configuration of their offensive scheme there, because Foothill moved four down linemen in there, which was going to make it hard to run, obviously. Linebackers right behind them, so they had to change that play.
So a little strategy session over there on the side of the Central Valley Falcons. 28-6 is the score right now. Closer game than the score indicates. I know I say that a lot, but that just is really the only way to explain what's going on out here. 3:34 left to play in the first half. Garrett Best two receivers out to the right, one to the left, one in the slot on the left-hand side, one man in the backfield. They're moving from the right to the left. Best rolls out to his right-hand side. He's looking downfield. He doesn't have anybody open. He'll hang on to it. He'll pick up a couple of yards right there, but that might be enough for the first down.
Best is a good athlete. He moves very well. You know, we have seen some outstanding quarterbacks these last couple of weeks.
You know, we talked about guys like Wes Clawson from Red Bluff last week.
Right.
They scan. You know, they've got a lot of different options. And Garrett Best is doing a really good job at checking out all of his options before he hangs on to the football and runs. That time it worked in his favor. He's got a first down. Now he gets a snap, throws a screen pass over to the right-hand side. That's complete. Ball is up to about the 44-yard line for a 3.5, 4-yard gain.
But that was a beautiful play. He looked to the left, looked back to the right where his screen was on the right side. So the right side flanker just held his position and waited for Garrett Best to go through the progressions, look back, and there he was. Well done.
Garrett Best going to work. Second down for Central Valley. Best flares out to the left-hand side. He's got a deep, high pass. That's almost like a punt pass. And that ball is intercepted by number one, but there is a flag on the play. Ryan Terrace with the interception. Flag is down at the exact location of the interception.
Well, now he changed his pass delivery on that one. That baby was floating up in the air. And
that looked like a punt.
It did.
That's pass interference against Foothill, so the interception will be null and void.
But I think it worked because it did allow the, had he caught it, it would have been a great play because it did allow that receiver to move under the ball, which is what he did. He moved under it to catch it.
So they'll move it up, and let's see, where are they going to spot the ball here? We'll find out. They're marching it back right now, and they'll mark it off. So Central Valley will have the ball in their own territory. This is going to be a good spot for Central Valley. They'll mark it at the 41-yard line. So that'll be a first and 10 for the Falcons. And Garrett Best will go back to work. He's got receivers, two on each side, one in the backfield with him. Garrett Best set to take the snap. There it is. He fakes a handoff, hangs onto it, and he'll keep it over the middle, and he'll gain a few there down to the 35, about a 5-6-yard gain.
So what we're seeing there is interesting play. He fakes to number one, Kyle Morton, who's a little tiny guy, and then he's right behind him on his tail, and up they go right off of the guard position. He made, 5 yards on that?
Yep, that's a 5-yard gain. It'll be second and 5 for Central Valley. And referee timeout right there. Not quite sure why. They had to give some instructions to ball club here, so we're back in business. Clock's running, 2:10 left to play in the first period. Garrett Best set to take the snap. There's a snap. Fake handoff up the middle. Best pass over to the left-hand side. He's got a guy wide open, very close to the first down. Receiver on the play is Joseph Jurgensen.
First down.
Well, and now, that's a good spot. That'll give him a first down for Central Valley. What do you got?
Well, Foothill was coming at him. He had to get rid of that pass. He did a good job.
Back up on the ball. There's the snap. It's a low snap. Best has to pick it up, hangs onto himself, goes over to the off-tackle area, and takes it down to about the 27-yard line. I mean, a messed up play. He still gained 2 or 3 out of it.
You know, this shows the kind of athlete he is. He responded very well on that because that could have been a busted play for a loss. And he picked it up and looked for that hole, and those quick feet of his, that's what's very impressive.
That could have been a lot of bad things. That could have been a fumble. That could have been a turnover, and that's something that Central Valley does not need or want right now with 1:16 left to play in the first half. 28-6 is the score. Here comes the snap. Garrett Best will take it. Blitz is coming in right now. Oh, he's right on him, too. Down into the flat over to the right-hand side. He had a guy wide open. That was number 5 of Trevor Roberts, and he is overthrown. Well, that had 6 points written all over
it. It did. I don't see how he got away from that blitz. They were right on him. This Garrett Best is a good-looking quarterback. He stood in there.
He's quick.
He stood in there. That guy was right on him coming down with that blitz.
So it'll be third down. Garrett Best got a minute, 60 seconds left to put some points on the board. He drops back straight about 10 yards, throws it over the middle. He's got a guy wide open in the middle. That's complete. And that is number 21 down to the goal line. Nice play. Gabriel Coffey, first time we've mentioned him tonight. And he'll take it down to the one-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Central Valley.
And you know what they're doing? Exactly what Foothill's doing. They're spreading out that offense all over, and they can't keep up with them.
Clock's ticking. 57 seconds on the board. Handoff. No, it's a fake handoff, and quarterback keeps it. He's across the line. Touchdown, Central Valley.
Well, we're seeing two good, as we said up front, two good offensive performances here, and Central Valley is coming to life. Their plays are working well. Their patterns are very nice. And that last touchdown, or that long gain there, was a beautiful pattern.
So this is a really good morale booster for Central Valley right now. And looks like they will go for two on the play. Snap will come out to Garrett Best. He fades back. And he's going to keep the ball and go towards the middle. And he stretches the ball out to the goal line. And he does not make it far enough. Extra point, no good. So with 51 seconds left in the first half, it's Foothill 28, Central Valley 12. We'll take 60 seconds and be right back for the kickoff on AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, back here, Central Valley, onside kick attempt, and Foothill gets a hand on it, and then they'll fall on it. Number 10 up there, Jackson Cisneros, gets in the mix.
Again, good coaching. If that ball comes your way, don't try to pick it up. Just fall on that baby.
I like being able to mention Jackson Cisneros. His wife does my wife's hair.
Oh, that's good. Well, a little bit of local.
And as soon as I get home, my wife's going to go, "Did you get to talk about Jackson Cisneros?" Yes, I did.
You know, the fun part about these games, we do see the children of parents that we know playing. And that's always fun.
Okay, Foothill, first and 10. And they hand off to Chris Murray. And Murray's going to throw the ball. And that is intercepted by Central Valley. He's down to midfield and down to the 44-yard line. And Chris Murray got hammered just then. Why they would try a trick play at that moment, I just can't even imagine why, and it totally backfired.
Yeah, I think it can safely be said a bad call, because actually Murray could have run that for another 5 or 6 yards.
And boy, this side all of a sudden got spirited on both sides of us and out in front.
38 seconds left, and Central Valley can do something now.
All right, Garrett Pass now. Got another opportunity with 38 seconds left, and you know he's probably going to be going to the air on this one. And flag is on the play. Net ball, that's going to be offsides against Foothill, and that will march Central Valley 5 yards closer. It'll be first and 5.
You know, in the pregame, you mentioned when you talked to Coach Brown, I'll tell you about something he said then that we're seeing right now.
Okay, good.
Well, while they're talking out there, you know, you mentioned in your interview with him that one of the things he said, the theme to their team and the key to the game is they have to be efficient.
That's right.
And with an offside like that, that's not efficiency.
Especially at this time of the game.
That's right.
I mean, they've got a pretty decent lead right now, but they do not want to give up another score by Central Valley, because that will just close the gap, close the margin a little bit more. And the second half can be, I've seen teams come out that have getting, you know, pretty much their lunch handed to them in the first half. They get some spirited, you know, speech by the coach at halftime, and then they come out in the second half and they just turn it on. And that right. can happen here too.
Exactly.
All right, Garrett Best. He's got 38 seconds to make something happen. Here comes the snap. He'll take it. Fake handoff up the middle. He's back to pass at midfield. Stutter steps to his left, and he's going to hang on to the ball, and he's got nowhere to go, and he'll run out of bounds at the 43.
You know what I like about Garrett? He looks through his options, and he's making some good decisions out there as a young quarterback. He's looking good. This is his first full game. He broke his arm, so he's back in for the first time.
I know, and you know, he's quite impressive, and I think you mentioned this already. He is only a junior, so he'll be back next year for this football club. Here we go. Garrett Best takes the snap. He fades back to pass. He's looking downfield. He's got several options. Nobody open. Now he hand motions somebody to go long. He's got a guy over the middle. That's number one, Kyle Morton. Morton down to the 35, and he's brought down at the 31-yard line. That'll be another first down for Central Valley.
Again, that smart quarterback ability saw Morton coming across the middle there, took his time. He was back there running around, looking at which receiver is going to be open, and there was Morton coming across the center.
Oh, looks like we got a timeout here. Timeout Central Valley. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips. So, Drops, you've got what it takes. So, be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I can't stop it unless he waves his arm.
Okay, we're back here. 15 seconds left to go in the first half. 28-12 in favor of Foothill. Ball is at the 32-yard line, Central Valley with a nice break and another opportunity to put some points on the board before they go into the locker room at halftime. Garrett Best got two receivers to the right, three on the left-hand side. They're definitely going to the air on this one. Best back to pass, deep drop. He looks to the right-hand side. He's got nobody open. He's still scrambling around. He's looking good. Now he looks over to the left-hand side, and he had a guy but is incomplete at the 20.
I think he might have been better off to keep that and run.
And run it.
I think he missed the opportunity there because the field was so spread out covering his receivers that he probably could have made 10 yards on that.
So the clock is down to 6.5 seconds left before the break. And Garrett Best in the shotgun formation. He's got three or four guys on the left-hand side of the line, two guys on the right. Set to go for the snap. There it is. Best will roll out to the right. He's looking downfield all the way to the end zone. He's got way overthrown.
That was a typical Hail Mary type of pass.
Yeah, it was. Intended for Trevor Roberts, number 5. And we still got about just less than a second to go. So they'll get one more playoff, and they'll probably run a play just like that one.
Right. And, of course, Coach Brown, Foothill, he is pulling out. He went to 3 down linemen. Everybody else is in the secondary, covering somebody.
Okay, final play of the first half, unless, of course, there's a penalty on it, and Garrett Best takes the snap. He drops right back to pass, throws it deep, long, down into the end zone, and that is incomplete. And that will be the end of the first half with the score, Foothill 28. Central Valley 12. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll recap the first half. Ron Largent and Gary Moore here at AM 1460 KCNR. Stay with us.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
Start your week outright with football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Overtime Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until the end of halftime, plus dollar PBR drafts. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Plus weekly draws. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to winriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Shake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique and you'll discover the largest selection at Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, back here at Central Valley Ron Hill Memorial Stadium as we get set to go for the second half. Score is Foothill 28, Central Valley 12. And before Ron and I recap, our view of the first half, let's go around the league a little bit, Ron, and see what's going on elsewhere.
Well, over at Enterprise, Pleasant Valley 25, Enterprise 7 at the half. So obviously, we know Pleasant Valley's got a great team this year. Enterprise is in there. They're having to fight back, but at least they got it on the scoreboard. Of course, here at our game, we have a 28-12 game, and that's a little bit misleading in that what we've seen in the second quarter was Central Valley came to life with a very dynamic offense and lots of good plays. They're getting some good coaching. They have a number of factors going against them that we talked about. First of all, they have a small squad, about 30 on the squad. So a lot of the kids are going both ways, which is tough. But they're looking good. It's certainly nothing they can be very proud of what they're doing so far. And they're going to win some games. Especially with Garrett Best, if he's a junior. They've got a future. They got to get a few more kids on the team, but that can work with good coaching.
I think Garrett Best is going to be the difference in what goes on here in the second half. And, you know, the first half, it wasn't inconsistent or anything like that, but he finally started to warm up in the second period, and he started making things happen. So we're looking forward to see him doing that as well. On the Foothill side of the ball, it started off early with a lot of action from Patrick Blake. Patrick Blake had a great game last week, and he's already having a standout game here tonight. But other players, Ryan Terrace is looking good. I'm surprised that we haven't seen too much of running back Chris Murray so far.
Well, we've seen him a couple of times catching a pass and running, and then he tried that pass, which was probably a bad call. But in either case, we'll see him. But some of the other games, 42, Shasta, Red Bluff, 7. And if you haven't seen Shasta, they are another very, very quick offense. They come off the ball when the official gives them the go sign, blows the whistle. They hike the ball within 1.5 seconds. They are very, very fast. And so that defense, it takes a good defense at least a quarter to adapt to that.
We've got 7 minutes left to go in the halftime festivities. It's traditional and customary for the visiting cheerleaders to come over on this side and do a routine, and for the home team to do a routine. The home team is doing a routine in the middle right now. And we talked a lot about the Foothill cheerleading squad last week because, they got enough to field a football team of their own.
They do. They're an excellent group. They're award-winning on a national scale. But, you know, here's Central Valley. I give them a lot of credit. Again, these smaller schools that do not have the feeder programs to get these kids in, they did very well. They have a very enthusiastic group. The little band down here is doing well. I have a lot of personal favoritism towards Central Valley because I've known a lot of people that have been involved with this program over the years. And, of course, we've sold houses over the years to people that live up here. They love it. There's a lot of pride up here, and it shows here. But going on down the scores here, Gary, I wanted to mention, you'll like this one. Anderson 15, Oroville 0
nice.
At the half.
Nice, very nice. They're down, I believe they're in Oroville tonight. Oroville 0-4 on the season. Anderson, I think they're like 2-1 or something like that. I had that information earlier. But
yeah.
Anderson's a good football club, too. And Scott Edwards, who is the coach down there, they have been very accommodating. And, you know, we just like going to all these different schools. The only school that we haven't been to yet is Enterprise. We'll get there before the season is over. And Ron and I are working together now, and we were talking earlier on the broadcast. We are definitely planning on making the playoff run if any of our local teams go farther than the regular league. I'm looking forward to that.
And that'll be fun. Well, Chico and Paradise, it's Chico 14, Paradise 7. And, of course, for those longtime high school football fans, for Paradise to be behind Chico and be behind Pleasant Valley is a rare experience.
You don't see that too often.
Paradise, I had the pleasure of going down and being part of the couple of the Paradise games. That is a football institution down there. And when you get in that stadium, of course, we went to one of the playoffs. It was the night before Thanksgiving, and it had to be about 30 degrees in that stadium.
Yes.
And Foothill, and I think they were playing at that time, I think they were playing Enterprise. Paradise was playing Enterprise, and Paradise looked so strong. It was almost like you were looking at a college game.
They've been really good over the last couple of years. And, of course, you know, I think his name is Patrick Mayo, who went on to play for the Oregon Ducks and then went professional. Paradise has kicked out some really good athletes. And you'll be happy to know this, Ron. Our game of the week next week is going to be Paradise at Shasta.
Oh, boy. That will be a good one. Paradise always has a good program. And then we'll get to see Shasta and their fast offense. Well, you prep and Weed are scoreless so far.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Now, that could be that they haven't reported in, because you prep is really doing pretty well. You know, again, these smaller schools putting up good programs. And then our other local here, of course, is Reading Christian. And they are in the eight-man football. And by the way, if the listeners are not aware of eight-man football, it's not like a bunch of little kids out there playing. They
right.
play serious football.
Yes, they do.
And Reading Christian leading Hayfork 18-8.
Eight-man football, I want to go back to that for just a couple of seconds. You know, it's something that you don't immediately get used to. It's kind of like watching the old arena football.
Right.
And it's different, but it's equally as entertaining. They throw the ball a lot in eight-man football. And, you know, the Lions All-Star football game, they now do an eight-man football thing.
They do. And the Lions, the Reading Christian Lions, have been their league champions now for the last at least 2 years, and I think they're leading it, and they're number one ranked in the eight-man football this year in the North State. So they play, it's very competitive, and the interesting thing is when you're watching it, you don't realize that there's only eight men out there.
I know.
It's like a regular game, and their plays are great. So, again, Reading Christian out at the old Bishop Quinn school there at Deschutes Road and 44. If you do not want to listen and want to go see a game and live out in that area, go over there and take in that game.
I've had the best time going to high school football games, and, you know, even better, I get to be a spectator. But then, you know, we get to call the games, which is even more fun for me, too. And I'm having a really good time doing this with you. We've got 2 minutes, just over 2 minutes left in the halftime festivities. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we will be right back for the kickoff in the second half here from Ron Hale Memorial Stadium on AM 1460 KCNR.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Okay, we're back here. Ron Hale Memorial Stadium, Central Valley. And halftime festivities are over. And the cheerleading advisor for Foothill just came up and said, you said good things about my girls, right? And I said, yes, we did. And you know what, Ron, you'll be my witness on that. We talked about the cheerleading squad for Foothill last week, and they've just got a remarkably, incredibly good program.
Well, they do. Becky Smith is their director, and she's assisted by Kim Shaw, and they were both up here. They are a national contender
for
cheerleading squads. They do a wonderful job. They now have a JV group that performed for the JV game, and they have the freshmen coming up. And, you know, part of the secret to what we're seeing in the North State is the Pee Wee football program.
That's right. It's huge.
It's huge. And my neighbor that lives across from me, maybe they're listening tonight, he is a eighth grader, and he's playing on the Shasta Youth League program. And he's a aspiring quarterback. He's doing very well. Well, we were talking about this the other day. This guy he's a big kid. He's 5'9" as an eighth grader.
Holy cow.
And he's already starting to really look like a great high school quarterback. Well, he's going to feed into either Foothill or Shasta or Enterprise.
Okay.
It'll be his choice. But here's the kid that's going to have 3 or 4 years of playing experience before he gets to the high school level.
And that is a good thing. This whole, I don't know if they call it the same thing, but when I was at that level and that age, when I was really super young, they called it Pop Warner.
Yes.
And it is still strong as ever. I know that the Enterprise District has a program. Anderson's got a program. I know Central Valley's got a program. So it's really nice to see. And you were talking about the band not having a feeder program.
Right.
You really need a feeder program, whether it's football, baseball,
exactly.
Basketball, NASCAR racing. I mean, those race car drivers these days, they're starting them out at 7, 8 years old in
right.
a go-kart.
Exactly. And what happens now on the football system is that if you have a program, like, for example, I know how it works at Foothill, they're using the same offensive set with the youth football.
Oh, I like that.
They wear the red uniforms at Foothill, and of course I've had friends and even my kids played that a few years ago. So they feed into the high school program, and it's very interesting. We have so many good things going with youth these days. And, of course, I get turned on when I get around the high school environment. I see these wonderful teachers at our Reading East Rotary Club. We honor the Enterprise High School because of our location being Reading East. But we see the student of the month. And so many times we end up with football players, band members, cheerleaders.
Yeah.
These are the leaders that are going on to lead our community. And that excites me. We're so fortunate to have these wonderful teachers and wonderful coaches working with our kids up here in the North State. And it's always very, very sad to hear of what happened yesterday in Roseburg.
Yeah.
Because of all places that are safe, we think our schools are the
exactly
places
right.
safe. It was so sad. That bothered all of us. We're ready to go.
We are set to go for the second half kickoff. And Foothill now will be working from our left to our right. Central Valley from our right to our left. Silas Miranda back deep to receive the kickoff. And it is a onside attempt picked up by Chris Murray, of all people. And he returns it 2 or 3 yards close to midfield. And that's where Foothill and quarterback Trent Banner will now go to work.
Well, again, good coaching. That when that short kick came to him, he grabbed it and fell down and did exactly what the coach wanted.
That's usually what they recommend if it comes short to you. Best thing you can do, fall on the football.
That's right.
But, you know, Chris Murray, he's dangerous anytime that ball gets in his hands. And here we go. Trent Banner set to take the opening snap for the second half. Hands off to Murray up the. He goes off tackle. He's got a big gain right there. He's got enough for the first down. He's to the 40, down to the 38-yard line. Chris Murray starting in a fine fashion for the second half.
So he ended up at the 37-yard line. He was hit with a good tackle that didn't work at the 45-yard line. So he made 7 yards after he had a defender holding on to him. He's a good runner.
All right, Foothill up on the ball, ready to go. Trent Banner is the quarterback, and he hands it off over to the right-hand side to Silas Miranda. He's got room to run, too. He's at the 20. He's down to the 20, 15, 10, one guy to beat. He'll go all the way, and that'll be a touchdown, Foothill.
What a beautiful play. We saw that. We had the best vantage point of that. Silas started from the left back. He was actually a flanker.
That kid is fast.
Yeah, he came around. Trent, quarterback, got the ball, moved a little bit to his right, and just at that time, the runner was there, got the ball, and moved, continued to move on around right end, really was untouched. But what happened?
Well, the touchdown has been negated.
Oh, no.
Due to a chop block call against Foothill.
And what a beautiful play to call back. That was a picture-perfect play, and unfortunately it's called back. But the movement of that backfield for Foothill.
Okay, so they'll try it again. Handoff. It was a fake up to Murray, quarterback, keeper, Trent Danner. He almost gets up to the original line of scrimmage at about the 40-yard line. They'll mark it at the 41.
Coach Brown's mixing him up again. That we have not seen that play there where he fakes to Chris Miller and then took it and off he went up to middle.
So third quarter just underway here in Central Valley. Beautiful night of football here. It's just perfect weather for it, too. There's a snap. It's a little bit low. Banner back to pass. Deep straight drop. He throws it way downfield, and he's got Silas Miranda, and it bounces off his chest. Incomplete.
Good defense on the part of Central Valley. The defender was right on him, so it was hard to catch that one. But beautiful pass.
How would you like to be the guy that has to cover Silas Miranda? That kid is all over the field tonight.
That's right. Or worry about Chris Murray coming at you, running with the way that guy cuts and takes tacklers with him. These two, Silas Miranda and Chris Murray, are both outstanding young players. Silas is a senior, but Chris is a junior.
Wow.
He'll be back next year.
Okay, so Trent Banner leading his team down the field right now. Back to pass, quick one right over the middle. He's complete. That looks like number 5 or number 6, Carter Smith, I believe. Sizable gain. That was Carter Smith, number 5. Big gain and another first down for Foothill.
So what he's doing there, he's putting that the left wide out right over about 10 yards outside of the end. And has him move about 3 yards and cut across the center. He's wide open.
Trent Banner got 3 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Whistle is out, and that play will go dead. Flag on the play.
And when you're watching it, you say, if you're looking at Central Valley, why don't they cover that receiver coming across the center? Well, what happens here is that the way the formation lines up, they have a tight end, and then they have a second man on the left side there. They go to the linebackers and they split. And so each linebacker follows one of the receivers, which leaves the receiver from the far left coming across and is completely wide open.
And so there's a timeout for Foothill right now. The call, the flag on the play was a false start against Foothill. So they'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be first and 15. They've got a little bit of break in the action. We're going to stay with you right here because there's just so many things to talk about, so many things to see, so many players that are just making a highlight reel of the whole thing. The extra point on Channel 7 tonight at 11:18 is going to be really good. We'll update you on scores from around the league as we get updates on that, but we're right here at Central Valley, 10:43 left to play in the third period. Foothill has the ball. They're traveling from our left to our right. Ball at the 27. There's the snap. Trent Banner fades back to pass, and he's got a guy over the middle, and that's incomplete. Pass intended for Carter Smith.
So that formation, he had 3 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. So there's 5 receivers, and they all go down, converge on the secondary and then the safeties. So it's just this. It's like who should I cover?
I know.
That's the problem.
You know, you can practice all you want during the week on this kind of a play, that kind of a play, but when you get into the real action, it really never works out the way that you practiced it. And Banner back to pass, got a guy over in the flat. He's in, that's complete. That is Ryan Terrace, and he'll take it down to the 10 and close to the 5 before he's brought out of bounds at the 4.
And again, a beautiful play. He's on the left side. He's a left flanker. He goes down 15 yards. Acts as if he's going to continue on, stops, turns around, and there's the pass.
They call that the old button hook.
It is, and it works beautifully with the speed team that Foothill has, that play can be executed perfectly.
So it'll be first and goal for Foothill. Threatening to strike first here. Over center, Trent Banner, you don't see that too much. And Chris Murray in the backfield. Murray will get the ball, and he'll take it over to the right-hand tackle. He'll come across the line. Wow. Touchdown, Foothill.
Standing up. He is so quick. This is a highlight play to watch because he looks like he's, I said this last week, he looks like he's got a motor.
That's
he
right.
Turns that baby on and he's going. He moves so fast. He's just impressive.
Okay, Foothill lined up for the extra point. That'll be a kicking attempt. If he makes it, it'll be 35-12, 10-21. There's the snap, the placement, and it hits the goal post and bounce out. It's no good.
You know, as we talked about this, I really enjoy college football, and I really enjoy Pac-12 football because Pac-12 football is so wide open. So if you look at Cal this year, and I'll be seeing the game tomorrow, they're doing exactly what Oregon did a couple years ago. And they got this quarterback, and he will start the game. I'll predict the game tomorrow. He'll start with a pattern to the left. He'll come back with a pattern to the right. They'll take the third play if they don't have a third down, and they'll run one of those fast running backs right up the middle.
Yes.
But by the end of the first quarter, they are going to be mixing those plays up. It's the darndest thing you've ever seen. If you're a defender, you don't know where they're coming at you from. Of course, now Cal is number 24 nationally ranked, and Jared Goff is considered to be a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Wow.
So
it could be a good game.
It's going to be a good game against Washington State. But we see the same thing now with UCLA. We see the same thing with USC in the Pac-12. Great football. Of course, we saw it with Oregon for a number of years, and they're a little setback. So here we go.
Kickoff time. Set to receive the kick. Kyle Morton, number one, and Valar Rady, number two. The kick will go to Rady. He'll pick it up at the 10. He's up to the 15. Now he's going to the left-hand side. He's now over the 20. 25, and he finally brought down to the 27-yard line. And another flag is down on the play. On a kickoff, it's usually an illegal block of some sort.
You mentioned earlier that the first game was at Anderson. The officials had headsets or microphones.
Yeah, they've got wireless microphones, so we get the call, and that is going to be a holding call against Foothill.
Oh boy! Here again, Coach Brown and his efficiency had broke down on that one. The other thing that Coach Brown mentioned, and I think this is so true, and this was also mentioned by the Coach Schrammett at Central Valley, is the key is to go one player at a time. You have to, and I'm sure what he meant by that is you watch the quarterback, you watch Trent and see what he's doing, then you watch the running back. But because they're coming at, both teams are coming at you with all these weapons.
Garrett Best has got a weapon of his own, and that is his arm and his legs. He's back to pass. Quick shot out to the right-hand side. That is an odd-looking play, but number 11, Ethan O'Dell, now moves it over to the left-hand side, and he's out right around the 40.
That was a well-designed play, and I think it was designed that way.
He ran about 30 yards, but he picked up six.
He did, because the blockers pulled out. And now there, I think what we saw that was so impressive, you had the pulling guards that came out and blocked for him.
All right, Garrett Best set to take the snap. There it is. He hands it off right up the middle to number one of Morton. Morton brought down after about a two-yard gain.
And for what you see on some of these runs, and we refer to it as the guard pulls, well, what that means is that guard will pull out of the line and lead the blocking for the runner.
All right. Garrett Best, deep drop. He backs up about 12 yards, throws it over the middle. Got a guy right about the line of scrimmage right there, and they're going to call that incomplete.
But what happens on that pulling guard play is that by the time the runner catches up right behind the guard, you've got that big blocker up in front.
Yeah, and he's a big dude, too.
He's big, and so he can take out the linebackers, and it's worth 5 yards usually on that kind of a play. If you get you have to wait for those blockers, and the guard has to be fast enough. Now, on the offensive side, Foothill does that very well. This was the first time we've seen Central Valley do it. It didn't work quite as well.
Punting situation right now for Central Valley. Kicking from our right to our left. There's the snap. Silas Miranda back there. Good punt. He'll get a bounce, and Miranda will stay away from it. Good Central Valley bounce, and it rolls down to about the 13-yard line, and that's where Foothill will get busy with 8:40 left to play in the first period, 34-12. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Okay, we're back here at Ron Hill Memorial Stadium, and we missed that play, but it was a sizable gain. A ball up to the 44-yard line, enough for a Foothill first down.
Guess who ran? Patrick Blake.
Look at Patrick Blake getting involved in the second half here. All right, there's the snap. Fake handoff to one guy up the middle, and that was number 22, Brian Harvey. Just tripped up. He had room to run right there, and they picked up about 5, maybe 6 on the play.
And we got to see Trent Banner do a fake handoff, beautiful fake handoff. Second runner through, and that was a good gain. Beautiful handoff.
All right, Trent Banner now takes the snap. He's looking downfield, far downfield. Good coverage. And that was an amazing catch right there. Whoa. Ryan Terrace down at the 20-yard line. It was perfect coverage. Terrace, that's that height and that jumping ability that we talked about a little bit earlier. Then he had it for a second, bobbled it, hit the ground, caught the ball. Big gain for Foothill.
That could have been a volleyball highlight or a basketball highlight.
That's right. So, first and 10 from the 20. Trent Banner throws it over the middle, and it was tipped and almost intercepted, but incomplete.
That pass that we were just talking about, it literally, he caught it, and it went up in the air, and as he turned and started to fall down, he caught it out of the air. It was beautiful, beautiful athleticism shown.
Okay, so Trent Banner takes the snap, looks to pass, looks for a guy, doesn't have a guy. Now he looks over the middle, and it's underthrown, intended for Silas Miranda. Incomplete pass.
You know, talking about such a good athlete as Trent Banner is, he was running full speed when he threw that.
Yes, he was.
To his right, towards the sideline, he saw the man open, let it go, and boy, but he's so fast and so quick moving in that backfield, and then to make that kind of a pass, very impressive.
So Banner now with two guys in the backfield with him. He'll take the snap. He's looking to pass again, looking down the left. Now he fades over to the right-hand side. He's got pressure, and he goes down for a big sack for Central Valley. All the way back to the 32-yard line, and number 37, Peyton Harrell, gets involved in the game.
I think that's the first sack that they've had for for Foothill. And you give credit to that Central Valley line. They're coming in there. They're rushing three down linemen. They have the four linebackers backing them up. They're doing a good job putting pressure.
That was a defensive morale booster for the Central Valley Falcons right there, and they needed that at this time. 6:55 left to play in the third period. And Trent Banner in the shotgun, set to take the pass. He's looking to throw. He looks to the right, nowhere to go. He looks to the left. He's got a guy all the way downfield near the goal line. We're not quite sure what just happened there. And he caught the ball down at the 1-yard line. Wow. Ryan Terrace.
He has a future.
Oh,
that,
boy.
That boy is a good player.
So it'll be first and goal now for Foothill.
You know, you can go up in the air to grab it, but if you don't...
Oh, wait a minute. There's a penalty on the play. I've never seen that signal before.
What is that?
I believe there's a what they call a sideline infraction. I don't know exactly what that means, but
it looks like it's going to be the ball. The ball's going to be on that, what, 1 yard line?
That's where they got it right now. I think that's one of the most interesting call I think I've ever seen. I don't know what that's all about, but it's still going to be first down and goal for Foothill. 6:37. Clock is ticking. Banner up over center. And he hands it off to Chris Murray. And Chris Murray says, oh, put it across the board. Another 6 points for Foothill.
That big offensive line, they're fast. They move. They charge off that ball. And Chris Murray's right behind them. Very impressive running attack there, following a very, very impressive passing.
That was good.
Again, this is textbook. These plays are working well. Now, you say, well, sure, the defense is there, but the defense is hanging in there. This is quite an offensive system that Coach Brown has.
It'd be nice for you and I to have our own statistician down on the field taking stats, because it'd be nice to have exactly what goes on at the end of the game so we can recap it. Set to go for the extra point right now. Foothill's got it all lined up, set to go. It'll be a kick. There's the snap. There's the kick. This time, no goal post in the way, and it is good. So, 6:30 left to play. Third period, 41-12 in favor of Foothill. We'll take 60 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Your home. You serve your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, back here, Central Valley High School, Ron Hale Memorial Stadium. The kickoff went out of bounds, so that'll be a little bit of a penalty per se. They'll just spot the ball in a different spot. And Central Valley will have their work cut out for them right here with 6:30 left to play in the third period. Garrett Best, who's having a darn good football game. He's been a busy guy. Not a lot of points on the board for him, but he's been all over the place. He's run, he's handoff, he's passed, he's faked, he's juked, he's ran. He's done it all. Garrett Best set to make something happen here right now. And there's the snap. He looks over to the right-hand side for a quick out. That's complete up to the 37-yard line. Trevor Roberts with the reception.
Central Valley's coming with three down linemen trying to cover the backfield, but that was just an easy, Foothill's using three down linemen. Got a little bit mixed up there on looking at the teams.
All right, Garrett Best takes a snap, low snap, hits the ground, there's a fumble on the play.
That's it.
And that ball is going to go to Foothill.
Yeah. And what happens there is that Foothill, with those three linemen coming off that ball so fast that they're into the backfield, and Garrett didn't have a chance with that once he lost the handle of that ball.
That was a low snap. Almost looked like it bounced off his foot. He couldn't handle it. So now Trent Banner will get another opportunity to make something happen. They're in their own territory. Ball at the 36-yard line. Banner fades back to pass, rolls over to the right-hand side, looks downfield. Nobody open. He'll hang on to it, and he'll run it down, and he'll be brought down at about the 30-yard line. Gain of about six.
Good call on his part. Again, Central Valley, now they've gone back to the three man on the defense, and everybody else is in the backfield, so covering up those receivers. That was a good call on his part.
That'll be about the time that Coach Joey Brown gets Chris Murray involved. Okay, so as Ron said, three down linemen. There's the snap. Trent Banner looking over the left-hand side. Screen pass over to Murray, and that's incomplete.
One of the few passes that Trent has been off on his target there. He's led him a little too much. But yeah. Murray was wide open. Had he gotten that ball, it would have been 10 yards easily.
He was out into the left flat there, too. And anytime, I mean, he's dangerous no matter when he gets the ball. But if he has some room to run, he's got moves, he's got quickness, he's got speed, and he's in the backfield again right behind Trent Banner. Banner in the shotgun formation. Miranda in motion from the right to the left. Here comes the snap. Back to pass goes Banner over to the left-hand side. He's got a guy. He's open. Missed tackle, and guess who? Ryan Terrace on the juke. He's running down over the goal line. Touchdown, Foothill.
No.
And there's a flag on the play.
Another. That was a textbook play. Now, we don't need that flag, but boy.
Ryan Terrace worked hard to get that score right there.
Beautifully executed.
Oh, we'll get the call for you here in just a couple of seconds, let you know exactly what's going to take place. Foothill is indicating that it is against Central Valley. They've already got a couple of their guys lined up for the extra point, but there's a little bit of confusion going on out there right now. Ball is dead, 5:06 left to play in the third.
That was a beautifully executed play. Trent Banner rolled to his left, and he's a right-handed thrower, so he was going against his side, watched.
Okay, so the result here is the original flag was for tripping. They called that off. Referee said there is no flag on the play, and that will result touchdown Foothill. Ryan Terrace is really happy to hear that.
Yeah, he made a beautiful move there. Ran the pattern perfectly.
Extra point now set up for Foothill. There's a snap, the placement, the kick. It's up, and it is good. No problem there. So with 5:06 left to play, Foothill 48, Central Valley 12. We'll take 60 seconds and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, there we go. Ball kickoff down into the end zone, and they will call that a touchback. Kyle Morton had it right at the goal line. So from the 20-yard line, moving from our right to the left, Central Valley's ball, first and 10.
So what we're seeing here is a changing offense by Foothill in that they're going to plays that they didn't use in the first half. And again,
okay, so first and 10 for the Central Valley Falcons. They are on the move now, working from our right to our left. Garrett Best takes the handoff, runs it right up the middle. He's got a little bit of room right there for about a 6-yard gain. Nice move by Garrett Best, quarterback number 4.
Foothill is now 3 down lineman defenders. Then you have five linebackers in that second row. And then the three safeties.
All right, Garrett Best in the backfield. Hands it off up the middle to Morton. Morton will get a couple yards on the gain. Not much.
And he was stopped by Ryan Catano, linebacker. Again, moving wide across the field there. Very, very effective linebacker.
Right back up on the ball. Garrett Best set to take the snap. Hands it off to Morton one more time. Morton nowhere to go, and he's brought down. He'll probably lose a couple on that one.
Yeah, Catano's on that again. He's a very fast linebacker. We see these pro linebackers moving all over the line laterally, and Catano looks like that.
Garrett Best in position, set to take the snap. Got receivers on both sides of the ball. He'll fake handoff over to the right-hand side. He'll keep it and go right up the middle, and that'll be enough for a first down for Central Valley. Good idea. Paid off well. 3:37 left to play in the third period. It's Foothill 48, Central Valley 12. Garrett Best in position, set to take the snap. He's got plenty of receivers out there. Hands it off to, it looks like, Ethan O'Dell right up the middle. He may have gained one on that, not much.
Foothill staying with those three defenders and then bringing the linebackers up when they see that run starting to develop. The linebackers are one step off the line, so they fill that hole, and that's what happened there. He couldn't go anyplace.
Second down. That's actually like a three-yard gain on that one. Second down, Garrett Best. He's got plenty of receivers in a lot of different locations, and he'll fake the handoff up the middle. Now he'll roll over to the right-hand side, throw it downfield, and that's nobody in sight there. Incomplete.
And he was chased by a very speedy linebacker coming around from the right side of the Foothill side, and he just had to get rid of that. We were impressed last week by the speed of Foothill.
Yes.
On that defensive side, and we're seeing it again tonight. And that's going to be a key when they play Shasta.
Okay, there's the snap. Garrett Beck, or Best, drops back to pass, throws it over the middle. He's got a guy that's complete right at midfield. And another first down for Central Valley. Pass caught by number 5 of Trevor Roberts, and he's slow getting up, limping off the field. Good gain, first down for Central Valley.
That hurts.
Well, not. It may have rang his bell a little bit because he started running off to the Foothill side, and he turned around and came back. All right, midfield, first and 10 for Central Valley. Garrett Best, little shovel pass over the middle. More of like a forward lateral there. That was different.
Yeah, it was a good play. The problem in making it work was that you had those fast linebackers.
Yeah.
The Foothill, they're just so quick to move up. This is going to be a good game to study in preparation for Shasta because there's a lot of similarities to Central Valley offense and Shasta offense.
We'll talk about studying game film here in a second. Best back to pass. Now he rolls over to the right-hand side, looks downfield. He's going to hang on to it, and he's going to run. He'll go to the sideline. He'll stop, cut back, and he's brought down by a whole host of Falcons. Ron, you talked about studying game film and stuff like that. In the press box where we're at, on the left-hand side of us, we've got spotters for Central Valley, but we also have a film crew. Same thing on the right-hand side of us, spotters and a film crew, and they analyze these films. And some teams trade films with other teams. It's, you know, a helpful right. situation. Some teams won't share game film, but it's a good thing to do. It's all in, you know, fair and good sportsmanship and competition, and it helps every team get better.
Right. And the film that, well, we have a play now. Go ahead.
Okay. Garrett Best, ball at the 44-yard line. There's the snap. Fake handoff up the middle. Little pass. Another one of those punt-looking passes. That's intended for number 14, Joseph Jurgensen, and that falls incomplete down about the 12, or make that the 15-yard line.
I talked with Coach Brown last week about the film. They will be in the film room tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
Saturday afternoon. They'll start looking at the films for next week's team. They'll also look at the films for today, for tonight's game.
Okay.
And they'll analyze it, see what's working. And then the coaches meet on Sunday, and the play's about ready.
It's like a seven-day-a-week job for these coaches. That's dedication, commitment. And Joey Brown is, one of the best. One of the things that he talked about in our interview earlier is they have an expectation for their players. We'll talk more about that as the game rolls on. Back to pass, a straight drop back goes Garrett Best. Had a guy down at about the 20, and that ball is incomplete.
Okay, a quick count. Three receivers, four defenders, right, all in the same area. That's why Foothill's shutting down that passing attack as best they can from Best. But on Sunday, the coaches come in. They evaluate the film and get ready for the team to come in on Monday to look at the film. And they've analyzed it already by position. They'll look and see who's making the good plays and who isn't.
Okay, so Trent Banner now in control of the football. The handoff goes up to Murray right up the middle. Murray gets through across midfield down near the 40. He's got four guys all over him, and he still doesn't go down. They'll blow that one dead, and that's enough for a first down for Foothill.
One white shirt from Foothill and five blue shirts from Central Valley to bring him down.
Kid's tough.
He is. And a junior, so we're going to see him next year. We're going to see Trent Banner again next year. We're going to see Chris Murray. We're going to see Patrick Blake.
All of them. 1 minute left to play in the third period. It's Foothill 48-12 for Central Valley. There's the snap. Handoff goes up to Murray right up the middle. He'll gain about two or three on that one, and the ball down at the 37-yard line.
The plays are working well. That blocking is great. You know, Foothill has not been in those top five rankings that we've been seeing in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked myself the question last week. I wonder why, because they are showing every week very good football.
They are. And we're happy to do this. Remember, next week we're going to do Shasta, Paradise at Shasta. We're winding down on the third quarter. There goes the handoff over to Silas Miranda, and he powers his way down to the 35. That'll stop the clock with 19 seconds to go in the third. It's 48-12 in favor of Foothill.
Again, like Chris Murray, he looks like he's got a little motor. He turns on, and boy, does he come around that corner. He starts on the left side of the formation, kind of as a flanker, and almost comes as a man in motion, but it's at the time when he's moving past the quarterback, he's full speed. So when he heads around the right side, he's going full speed.
Well, we don't see this too often. Trent Banner, quarterback, is up right over center. And he'll hand off right up the middle to Chris Murray. Murray goes right through the hole there and takes it down to the 20-yard line. First down, Foothill.
And with Murray, the linebackers cannot react fast enough. That's what's happening there. Unless they're right directly in front of him, he's right past them. Those are two very quick running backs.
And clock is running right now, and that'll pretty much wind down the third quarter here at Ron Hale Memorial Stadium in Central Valley. So at the end of the third period, it is Foothill 48, Central Valley 12. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
See, we have the advantage up here seeing it play hard.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, back here at Central Valley. Just a few seconds behind the play. Pass was complete to Ryan Terrace, and another touchdown for Foothill.
So we have 54-12, and they're ready for the point after. And what do we have? 11:35 left in the game.
Yep. So they'll kick the extra point here. Foothill all lined up on the ball right now. Kicker is set to go. Here comes the snap right there. There it is. There's the placement. There's the kick. It is up, and it is good. So with 11:18 left to play, Foothill 55, Central Valley 12. We'll take 60 seconds and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Grab your little ghouls and goblins and join us for a Halloween-themed night of family fun at Spooktoberfest at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens on October 23rd. Kids of all ages will enjoy a special Myths and Legends animal show, a no-host beer garden for adults, and a root beer garden for kids. Wear a costume for a chance to win a special prize. Plus, bring a blanket or chairs to watch Bugs Bunny's Halloween special on the outdoor screen. Tickets are just $5 per person or $25 for a family pack. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, back here at Central Valley, the kickoff goes into the end zone. That'll be a touchdown. And the first time, Ron, I don't know if you noticed this, Garrett Best was back to receive that kickoff.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
He's quite an athlete. He's a great athlete.
Didn't go anywhere near him. It went back into the end zone. That'll be a touchback. So it'll be Central Valley ball, first and 10 at the 20. They're moving from our left to our right.
Well, you know, we were talking about first half. We kept thinking that this could be a real game. What happened, though, Foothill went in there, and they've changed their offense. When they came out the second half, they saw the weakness, and, boy, they've been working on that.
They've mixed it up, doing quite well. Garrett Best now, he's got the snap. He hands it off right up the middle. That'll go to number 11, Ethan Odell. He'll gain about five and bring it out to the 25-yard line.
And, you know, fourth quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, that Central Valley line, they're going both ways. Some of those guys are going both ways. They're wearing out.
Yeah, fatigue usually rolls in right about the start of the fourth quarter
sure
here.
Does.
Garrett Best still sharp as he was when the opening playoff. There goes the handoff up the middle. Ooh. Oh, my goodness, that guy got plowed.
There's that linebacker.
Odell.
Moving up there.
Not only did he get hit hard, he got knocked back a couple of yards that play, and I'm surprised he got up. That's a tough kid right there, Ethan Odell.
Foothill has that big 300-pounder there, what, 327, I think, going off the field right now.
Yeah.
And he was part of that.
He's huge. Tough kids, these guys. They are in great shape here. And now Garrett Best takes the snap. He fakes handoff right up the middle. He's looking to pass over to the right-hand side. He rolls out. He looks downfield. He's got a guy. That's number five. That's complete. And Trevor Roberts is brought down at the 43-yard line, and that is enough for a first down for Central Valley.
Good play. Best really read that play, waited for the receiver to get open. He's a good quarterback. He's going to, again, next year as a senior, these kids are going to be good.
Junior quarterback Garrett Best. Here he goes. He'll take the snap. He'll hand it off again right up the middle to the big dude right there. I don't have number 44 on the roster, but he is a big guy.
Yeah, I saw him over there at the practice. He is. He's a big guy. He's probably 230, 240. And he's pretty fast, too.
For somebody that size, you're absolutely right about that. Here comes Garrett Best now, set to take the snap. There it is. He hands it off up the middle again to number 44. And he's got enough for another Central Valley first down.
Moving off that left tackle, and he's bigger than the linebackers that he's running into. And he's making that
look,
game.
Look, he's such a big kid. And you know what? He's hard to bring down.
He is.
All right, here comes the snap right now. Garrett Best hands it off up the middle this time again for about another 5-6 yard gain.
They're going right up the center. That's interesting because the linebackers are spread out a little bit, and they're taking advantage of it.
Peyton,
so let's
Harold
see what Foothill's going to do.
All right, Garrett Best set to take the snap right now. They're a tight little formation. He's looking to pass right now, throws it over the right-hand side. He's got a guy. That's number 21. That's complete. Gabriel Coffey down to the 25. He's brought down, and that's enough for another Central Valley first down. So they're on a nice drive right here. That's three first downs on this drive.
And a very good play selection. Mixing it up.
Central Valley waiting for the call or the play to come in from the sideline. Now they get it, and they're lined up in shape. Garrett Best takes the snap. He drops straight back to pass, looking for a guy over the middle. He's got a completion right there. That is number two, Valar Rady. Not much of a game, but no. They picked up two.
Again, those linebackers are so fast for Foothill, they were right on him, so he couldn't make the move heading upfield, and he was stopped in his tracks.
There's a snap. Garrett Best looks downfield over to the right-hand side. Another punt-looking ball. And that pass is intercepted in the end zone. Number 15, Carl Wylitko with the interception. So it'll be out to the 20, and it'll be first and 10 for Foothill.
The one thing we've seen with Garrett Best that is not totally explainable at the... that we can't explain at this point is, why does he pass the ball so high?
I don't know.
Have you figured that out?
I don't.
it's like it's just floating in the air, and it's a very easy pass to intercept. We've seen it now about four times.
Heck, Ron, I think you could have intercepted that.
I could have. It was just floating up there. It's unusual to see it. You say, what's he doing? And that's what happened. It was intercepted. The Foothill defender just waited for it to come down.
4:50 left to play. It's 55-12, Foothill. And it looks like somebody's going to call a timeout now. Foothill starting to make some substitutions, and Foothill calls timeout. We'll take a 30-second break right now. 55-12, 4:40 left to play. Back in 30 seconds at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Foothill starting to make some substitutions now. There's a different quarterback in there.
Oh, this is the second scene here.
Okay, back here at Central Valley, 4:40 left to play. Ray Areola now, the quarterback. Foothill making some substitutions. There's the snap. Areola hands it off right up the middle, and there's a nice gain. Enough for a first down. That gentleman is still on the move. It's a big gain right there, Ron.
We have, that was a big gain. I think we're seeing Central Valley just wearing out. With 4 minutes left, 55-12, they're wearing out. And you don't blame him. Can't blame him.
Not at all. Areola, the quarterback now. He's number 12. 22 in motion. He stops, sets. Handoff goes right up the middle. Short gain on the play. Ball carrier, number 22, Brian Harvey.
Well, we have a score. Pleasant Valley 32, Enterprise 7. 9:19 left in the third quarter.
All right. There's your update from Enterprise.
And Shasta 55.
55-7, I think, is the latest report that we got.
Yeah, that's it. Third quarter.
Enterprise having a tough go this year. Areola set to take the snap right there. He does. Hands off right up the middle again. Big fullback on the run. And the fumble is down, and Central Valley falls on it. Fumble recovered by Central Valley at the 39-yard line in their own territory, and now they'll get another chance to put some points on the board.
They will. A good run, a big, big back runner there, but he didn't hold on to that ball. You could see it coming loose there. We could see it right in front of us. He just did not get a good hold on that when he started to go down.
Okay. Set to go. Flag on the play.
I think what we're seeing here, the offense is still pretty lively on the part of Central Valley. They're working hard to score, but the defense just cannot keep up with Foothill.
Incomplete pass over on the left-hand side, no good.
It was right in his hand, but I think he thought he could feel that defender coming down on him and couldn't hold on to it.
Garrett Best still leading the field or leading the charge here for the Falcons. Here comes the snap, and he'll drop back to pass. He's looking deep, and he's got a guy on him, and he almost bobbled the ball there for a second, gets out of it. He's looking downfield. He's got nowhere to go. Now he's running the ball. He'll hang on to it, and he's still going. He's down to about the 37-yard line of Foothill. Sizable gain for Garrett Best.
He's a very, very good athlete. You can see he was almost down back at his own 40, and now he's at the Foothill 40 just due to his sheer athletic ability.
And we're going to have an injury timeout here. A Foothill player is down right now. So we'll take a 60-second break and come right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage lending, home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, back here at Central Valley, and Best back to pass, and he throws that deep, long bomb. That's like a Hail Mary pass, and that is incomplete down in the end zone.
That was not quite as much of a bird pass as the other one.
No, that was a long throw, too.
That was a long throw, but and I'm glad he moved a little faster on that one. They're going to try to make that last score. He's getting the plays in. And by the way, this crowd down here, you know, spirited crowd, cheerleaders, there's still a lot of spirit here.
There's the snap. Best back to pass, throws it over to the right-hand side, and another incompletion.
But 45 seconds left. The crowd's still enthusiastic. Cheerleaders are. Hats off to Central Valley. They've put up a great, great game here.
And they're still in that hurry-up offense. Garrett Best not giving up at all. 30 seconds left to play in the game, and there's the snap. Best takes it. Looking to pass. He's looking deep downfield, and he gets hammered. Gets the ball away, and that ball is intercepted right at the goal line, and he brings it back to the 20, 30, 35, and he's brought down right about the 35. He went out of bounds. Number 15, Carl Wilkitlow with the interception. And the clock's still running, and that'll be it. 2 seconds left, one, and this football game is over. Final score, Foothill 55, Central Valley 12. We'll take a short break, and we'll come back. Ron Largent and myself will be back to recap the game for you. We'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta spring water drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, can you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta spring water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta spring water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, final score, Foothill 55, Central Valley 12. And that wraps it up here from Ron Hill Memorial Stadium. Good football game, perfect night for football. Ron, we got do you have some scores there or no?
Pleasant Valley 32, Enterprise 7. That's the last one. I think we called that. That was in the third quarter. Looks like the Friday night footballs turned out to be pretty exciting for a lot of different teams tonight. And certainly we had it was a fun game. I think everybody enjoyed it. It was very exciting at times. And we didn't have any dull moments.
We did not. It was a very exciting football game on both sides of the ball. Kyle Morton was a standout for Central Valley. And boy, I can't say enough about Garrett Best. And you did a little research on the kid before we came in. He recently had a broken arm, and he came back, and he was busy, and he was active, and he was involved every second of this entire game. So, you know, if you were going to give a game ball to the Central Valley team, I would give that one to Garrett Best.
No question about it. And especially the first game back, he kept it exciting, and really a couple times there at the first half, we almost saw the Central Valley team come back and really make it a close game.
On the Foothill side of the ball, I don't know about you, Ron, but I think I'll give my game ball to Ryan Terrace.
Yes, absolutely. Well, he's an outstanding receiver, but you know Trent Banner is one heck of a quarterback.
He did a great job tonight. Murray didn't see as much action as we expected to see from him tonight. Patrick Blake started off early and had some really good receptions and some runs, and several other players. Carter Smith got involved with it. Patrick Blake, of course. Jackson Cisneros got involved. Ray Areola got some time at quarterback late in the game, too. So that was nice to see. Coach Joey Brown did a really good job of doing some substitutions and getting some players that don't get to see a lot of game time and to play, and that was nice to see that.
Right, and I think what we're starting to see here is now after a few games like this, the teams are starting to figure out what is really working for them. I think with Central Valley, they certainly have a nucleus of a very good offensive team. And I think they wore out at the end there. They only have 30 players. Foothill had over 40 playing, and they were going both ways. It's tough.
It is very difficult. Fatigue usually sets in about the third, fourth quarter, or at the end of the third and starting of the fourth. We are midway through the season already.
It's amazing, but we have a great season. Enterprise is having a little tougher season. We're seeing Shasta doing well. We see Foothill doing well. And we're in for good football for the rest of the season.
So far, we've done six games. I think Shasta and Foothill would probably be the best game going right now.
I think so.
We're looking ahead to next week where we're going to go to Shasta High School as the Wolves will host the Paradise Bobcats.
That is going to be a good game because Paradise is always good.
They are. I'm looking forward to that game, especially because I've got two brothers who live in Paradise, so we're trying to get them up here, and they're really rowdy, and they're a lot of fun, and they're big football fans just like I am. So it's going to be a good time. Closing thoughts for you, Ron?
Well, I think we saw a very good performance tonight, well-coached game plan, well-executed, very efficient by Foothill. I was very impressed with what we saw here, where their defense is equally as good as their offense. And I was most encouraged by what I saw of a very young, oversized, overmatched Central Valley team that came out and played darn good football.
They did quite well, and that's a good closing comment. We look ahead to next week where we go to Shasta. They take on Paradise. Invite you to join us back here next week on AM 1460 KCNR. Final score from Central Valley, Foothill 55, Central Valley 12. Good night, and we'll see you next week at AM 1460 KCNR.
Is a woman. So, that's good. And like we always said, but don't we always say, didn't you and I had a conversation a couple days ago? We said, I hope that someone comes to run Cumulus and the Westwood One, and I hope that is a woman. Because
I hear it now in my head.
Right? I hear the conversation. Hector and I, we sat around today having some rev and talking about it. I sure hope it's a woman. Hector even came in and said, I hope a woman runs this company because we sure do need a woman to get it straighten up this ship.
Yeah. Who was it that said hot chicks know how to get it done?
I think that was the Scorpions. Hot chicks know how to get it done. I hope that's the new Westwood One slogan. Wow. All right. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. I'm telling you right now, Cars.com.
Put that coffee down.
Do shopping online and using public Wi-Fi make you vulnerable to identity theft? Does giving out your social security number put you at risk? Is your dog at risk of identity theft? Yes, yes, and no. Your dog has absolutely nothing to worry about. But we do live in a world that can expose a lot of personal information, and that can lead to having your identity stolen and losing everything you've worked for. That's why at LifeLock we use proprietary technology to detect a wide variety of threats. And unlike free credit monitoring services, we have a dedicated U.S.-based staff to help restore your identity if it ever is compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you ask yourself whether you're worth protecting with the best, isn't the answer a resounding yes? Plans start at $9.99 a month, and now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
If you're a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes, $500,000 of term life insurance is about $100 a month. Everyone needs affordable term insurance regardless of health. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, overweight, or have high blood pressure. For affordable term life for you, call Big Lou at 800-480-4694. 800-480-4694.
Meet Rachel. She's making serious money on her own schedule driving with Uber.
I was looking for something that was convenient and something that would help me to reach my financial goals. A friend suggested Uber, and I liked it. I love the convenience of it, so I log on when I'm available and log off when I'm not. And it's very, very easy to do. Just get in your car and you drive. And I like driving my car.
Thanks, Rachel. To start making great money with your car, sign up to Drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
I've always liked anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise.
Jay Leno's back with a new show about the rides that move us.
It is more than just about cars. It's about style. It's about the personalities, why people like cars. It's about the way vehicles make you feel.
Every car has a story, and everybody has a story about their car.
It's not just about fancy cars. It's about vehicles that touch a nerve.
Jay Leno's Garage, series premiere Wednesday, October 7th to 10th.
It's having the story that goes with the car.
CNBC.
Does your water leave brown rust stains? Does it smell bad? Do you even know what pollutants you're drinking and bathing in? End these problems with HydroCare water purification systems from Wave Home Solutions. Enjoy cleaner, healthier, great-tasting water from every faucet. Call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. Whether you have city water or well water, HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, chlorine, and much more without tanks or backwashing. You'll love the way your water looks, smells, and tastes. Water systems as low as $495 for city water and $849 for well water. Try now, pay later. Satisfaction guaranteed. Wave Home Solutions for advanced air and water technologies. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be one step ahead. Call now, 866-598-MATH. That's 866-598-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Busy day.
Let's get started.
Johnny B is on.
There ain't nothing to do, and there's always room for more. Fill it, light it, shut up, and close the door. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on, yeah.
News with Boss Kilman, news director.
Good read. Friday, October 2nd.
Well, the president did something yesterday he's done 14 times before in his presidency, addressed the nation after a mass shooting. Obama seemed both sad and angry as he noted that such shootings had happened so many times during his time in office that they almost seemed normal. Somehow, he said, this has become routine. The reporting is routine. My response here at the podium ends up being routine.
Right.
Somehow, this has become routine. The reporting is routine. My response here at this podium ends up being routine. The conversation in the aftermath of it, we've become numb to this. We talked about this after Columbine and Blacksburg, after Tucson, after Newtown, after Aurora, after Charleston. It cannot be this easy for somebody who wants to inflict harm on other people to get his or her hands on a gun.
It is.
14 times, is that right, Buzz? 14
yeah.
times? He was yeah. angry, man. Who wouldn't be mad? I'm numb to it now. He's right. President is correct. I'm just numb to it. Like, you've got to be kidding yeah. me. You can't be serious. And yeah, the guy walks in and does what the hell he wants.
Are you a Christian? He would ask them. And if you're a Christian, stand up. And they would stand up. And he said, good, because you're a Christian, you're going to see God in just about 1 second. And then he shot and killed them. And he kept going down the line doing this to people.
There it is. It's crazy people. Once again, it's crazy people. How else can you? It's just...
There are no
crazy people, Doctor, were all just on vacation.
Well, get them off vacation and get them back to work. Get them on medication, not vacation. I don't know what to do about it.
At least 10 people dead, many others seriously wounded. The gunman identified as 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer.
Earmuffs.
He was killed in a firefight with the county sheriff's deputies.
I'm not hearing his name. When you say his name, I'm going to yell the word earmuffs into my own head.
Okay.
I'm having my hands on my head.
Right.
I'm not saying the shooter's name. Me and the sheriff, we're not doing it.
I don't want to glorify the shooter. I don't want to glorify his name. I don't want to glorify his cause. And as in order to prevent that, I'm refusing to state his name. The Oregon State Medical Examiner's Office will put out a notice identifying who the shooter is.
Or Buzz Killman will tell you who it is when he gets a chance to tell you.
That's the only information that will come out. You won't hear his name from me or from this investigation.
But Buzz will tell you what you need to know to glorify him.
That is an interesting stance that the sheriff's taken there.
I love it.
I don't know it.
I love it. Why do you want to say his name? Why do you want to say this turd's name?
Because every newspaper in the country would like to hear. Would like to know what his name is. And
but why do we want? The next guy is going to go, and I want to be like this guy, this turd, and I want to go in there and kill people because it seems like a good idea. Everybody talks about you on CNN all day long.
And you feel that withholding his name is a step in the direction of curbing that activity?
Not a bit. Because if you're crazy, you're crazy. But maybe if someone who's crazy, who's thinking to themselves, man, I sure am crazy, but I'd sure like to go out in a haze of glory or whatever it is. So I want to go out there. I want to make wait a minute. They keep saying that guy's name on TV. Yeah, that Colorado shooter, everybody knew him. The bombers in Boston, everybody knows them.
I'll bet you can't name me any of those names.
Okay, let's see. Colorado? Yep. Nope, I don't know his name.
Right.
Don't want to know it. Bombers, I never said their name. I refuse to. So I don't want to know it.
Actually remember the name of any of the people that have caused those shootings. Brian Roof. Dylan Roof.
Dylan Roof.
Is the only name. He's the most recent guy.
Dylan Roof.
I remember his name.
Okay, so you're saying if you withhold their name, that won't help one bit in this craziness we call shooting in schools and colleges and anywhere.
It seems stupid to me.
You better tell that to the sheriff.
I don't want to glorify,
not gonna glorify him.
The shooter.
Not gonna
I don't want to glorify his name. I don't want to glorify his cause.
That's right, Sheriff Hanlon. Chief Hanlon, right there. I'm with him, but... I don't know what. And like I said, they're crazy.
Right.
You can't stop
goodness.
Crazy.
I got good.
All right, good.
Hurricane Joaquin is not going to go on land. That's the good news.
Oh, see?
It was.
Hurricane's name. Don't say that name.
Those concerns about it being reaching land and causing havoc there on the East Coast concerns can be put to rest since Joaquin appears to be on track that will keep the Category 4 storm well offshore. That does not mean, however, Easterners can now make plans for the weekend because it's going to be extremely wet, probably with a lot of flooding.
So East Coast, you're saying, still might have repercussions from this hurricane, Weatherman Buzz?
Because it's going to rain a lot, and if it rains a lot, it'll probably flood.
Okay. I love the little weather chart you sent me in email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
I forgot, right?
Yeah. Buzz, would you like to describe it to the class, what you sent to me?
Well, it tracks Joaquin from its inception in the Bahamas, where you have Joaquin Phoenix's face as a teenager,
right.
And then it progresses up the East Coast of the United States with various stops featuring the ever-changing face of Joaquin Phoenix and ending with him wearing sunglasses and a beard in landfall somewhere around Washington, D.C.
Right, the way he appeared on Letterman, all crazed up. It's Hurricane Joaquin, a.k.a. Phoenix, in a forecast track from the Bahamas all the way up, and there he is. And he starts out looking normal, and then he ends up completely crazy at the end. Joaquin. I love this. This is what I love most about hurricane reporting. The guy who has to go out in the hurricane and cover it. My favorite.
Hold on, listen to this for one second. No matter how much they protest about having this done, they cannot stop doing
They want to go out. Let me go out in the hurricane. Let me do this. Let's go now to our reporter in the hurricane, Joaquin, that's not there yet.
The lights you see me on me now are from that Hummer, and it's just been wobbling about. Look at this. Whoa, wait a minute.
Rock me like a hurricane, yeah. Joaquin Phoenix hurricane. The Bahamas got hit with 130-mile-an-hour winds, 10 to 15 inches of rain in the Bahamas. I love the people in the Bahamas. I was watching a report in the Bahamas, and they're like, yeah, we're going to board up the windows, but whatever. They don't really think that much about it. They're in the Bahamas. The Bahamas. Just like the, how could you live in the Bahamas? My cousin moved from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and he lives in the Bahamas now, and he never came back. He went one winter, and he never came back. I wonder if he's dead.
Do you plan on staying? No, he's spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Like, I'm getting out of this cold in Wisconsin. I'm getting out of here, and I'm going. He went, and he runs a bar in the Bahamas somewhere, the Virgin Islands or something.
He's living the dream.
We always hear stories like that, but this guy actually is living it. I don't know.
I think about I could do that in Jamaica. Every time I go down there, I think, but you know, 6 months of that, I'd lose my mind.
No. Well, you might be able to do it. I would never be able to do it.
No, I can't do that.
No,
I mean, I can
no.
do it for a long time, but at some point, I got to get back to the action.
Right. There's no way. Just sitting there in the Bahamas, wake up every day and you're in the Bahamas or Jamaica. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, man. You want the same papaya drink you had yesterday? Yeah, bring that again. Okay, now what do I do? People think that's so exciting to go lay on a beach for the rest of your life. Can't imagine it, unless you're, of course, a weather reporter doing hurricane coverage.
The lights you see me on me now are from that Hummer, and it's just been wobbling about. Look at this.
Oh, bye-bye now. Hey, the movie man's coming. He's back.
What's up, lesbians? Oh,
the movie God. Man is back. We'll check in with him.
What's up, lesbians?
It's Johnny B.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Oh, man. Thank God I've got Hector to shave me, because I got to tell you something. I don't like shaving with old razors. That's why we go to DollarShaveClub.com. That's why we don't go. They come to us. The razors come to us. Yeah. Hey. Dollar Shave Club. Change the way you shave. Fresh blade whenever you want. DollarShaveClub.com. Razors are so good. Everybody knows it. The Billion Dollar Razor Corporation don't want you to know it. They got big bloated prices. They've got their razors locked up in a drugstore.
May I see the razors? Do you have an ID?
Come on now. What's the big deal? It's a razor. DollarShaveClub.com knows that. They send the good ones to you. Don't go back to squeezing weeks and weeks of shaves out of a disgusting old dirty blade that costs you a lot of money. Upgrade your shaving with a fresh blade whenever you want. A luxury. One-third of the price. Millions of others have figured out the smart way to shave. What's wrong with you? DollarShaveClub.com. Join it today. DollarShaveClub.com. Join today.
Want to talk to JV?
That's not my name.
Call toll free.
Okay. Turd Ferguson.
844-4-JV-SHOW. 844-4-JV-SHOW. This is Brandmeier.
Hey, that's a good one. Yeah, 844-4-JV-SHOW. The movie man dialing in. I don't know where he is. I just saw him on CNN. We'll talk to him when he gets in. I'm seeing it, and I'm watching the CNN coverage of the shooting, and it's unbelievable because everybody, now you got all the talking heads, and here we go all again. Oh, here's what we should do. We should do this. We should take the guns out. We should do, who knows what to do? If somebody knew what to do to stop somebody from going in and shooting like that, they would do it. They would end it. Who knows? Yeah. Oh, are you the listeners? Do you know what to do? Do you have an, how would you stop it? How would you stop the shooting? I love to hear the experts talk about it. Oh, yeah, here's what we do. Well, then do it. Stop it. 844-4JB-SHOW. 844-4JB-SHOW. We have a new boss, and our slogan at Westwood One now is Hot Chicks Know How to Get It Done. That's exactly correct, Buzz. I just checked. That is the slogan. Hot Chicks Know How to Get It Done.
That's right.
All right, and find out where the movie man is. For God's sake, I was walking around the Atlanta airport. You know who I thought about? That Jim Cooley guy.
Right.
Who has busted the guy we have on the show to show, you know, talk about his gun rights. Yeah. If you got Jim Cooley's number, dial him up. Just let it ring. I want to talk to him about this. Because when I was in the airport, I thought to myself, okay, and you, here's a guy, if you don't know who Jim Cooley is, the setup on Jim Cooley is this. Jim Cooley went into the airport carrying his AR-15. He lives in Georgia. He went into the Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, where I just was over this last couple of days. Fantastic little airport, by the way. You know, airports make you want to eat. They got the, every turn there's a donut or a steak sandwich or a
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
I mean, piles
chocolate
of
turtles.
Cream.
Everywhere you look, there's something there.
Although, whenever you say this, I always think of the Tokyo airport where I had a white hamburger.
I remember. Hey, is Jim there? This is Johnny B on the air at Westwood One Radio Network.
Hi, Johnny. No, Jim's actually outside. We're in a courthouse right now with our friend, so he's outside right now.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So is he at that trial? He's at the Jim Cooley trial where he was busted for taking a gun into a school meeting?
No. This is one of his friends is here in court. We just came with him.
Oh, so is he strapping right now? What's he carrying? What kind of gun is he carrying now?
Well, he's got it in the car. It's just his regular 380.
Oh, 380. So he doesn't have the AR-15 or anything like that.
No.
Okay. Hey, you have a cold, Mrs. Are you Mrs. Cooley?
Yes. No, I have allergies. They're just killing me today.
Are you allergic to your old man?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm saying. So I was in the Atlanta airport. I was walking around. My plane was delayed, and I was going to call Jim. I was going to say, Jim, come down here. I want to see you walk around this airport with this gun. But now you hear, you know, what happened in Oregon, of course. And
right.
you see where people, what I've said, Jim, I get what you're doing. I understand you want to show that we have a right to carry a gun in Atlanta. We can carry it wherever we want. We can carry it into the airport. And that's what he wanted to show. But you understand why people would fear that after what happens here again yesterday, another one, right?
Right, yeah, because I saw that. You know, the headlines for Chicago all the time with the guns, you know, everyone shooting everybody.
Well, no, I'm not talking about Chicago. That's a whole different story. I'm talking about the shooting yesterday where a guy who just walks into a college and begins to blast people. And, you
right,
know.
Yeah.
But, see, that's what I was saying to Jim. Like, you can understand why people fear that, where they see a guy like your husband strapping an AR-15, just strolling along casually dressed. And you can see where you don't know, is this guy crazy? Is this guy just advocating guns right? What's he doing? You understand what I'm saying, right?
Right, because I understand what you're saying. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to tell him was that, you know, I felt, because I walked through that airport, and I thought to myself, there's a lot of moms and dads and grandmas and servicemen and people going, you know, and I thought, if I saw Jim walking down that, you know, past that Krispy Kreme after I stopped there, I would be freaking out.
Right. No, I understand where you're coming from. Oh, yeah.
So you back Jim, whatever he does, you back him on this. Whatever he, wherever he goes, wherever he shows up.
Oh, yeah. I support him with whatever he thinks he's doing.
He seems like a good guy. You sure you're not allergic to him? Because you sound like you're going to burst.
Well, I think after 23 years, yeah, maybe I am by now. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations to you. When's your anniversary?
It just passed in August.
Did he give you a silver Glock?
No.
All right, well, tell him I called. Tell him I was at the airport. I wish I would have called him when I was there because that would have been a nice video, he and I walking through the airport together. But next time I'm there.
Yeah, he would have loved that.
Yeah, well, tell him I said hi, and I would just like to know, I mean, how he feels about what went on in Oregon and what here's a guy who advocates guns like no one I've ever known, and
right.
How would he have handled something like that?
Oh yeah, I'll definitely tell him.
Tell him to call me.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, Mrs. Cooley, bye bye now.
Okay, bye, Jenny.
Thank you. There's Mrs. Cooley, allergic to her husband, right. Who straps an AR-14 or 15 to his back, and he's suing. By the way, if you we last left off with Jim, he's suing the federal government. I believe that's who he's suing for. He's suing for $30 million, and I believe he's suing the federal government for $30 million.
They might have it.
Well, this government doesn't have $30 million. We'll have to borrow from another government to get the $30 million. But that's Jim Cooley. That's the guy walking in the airport.
Cooley says when he and his wife Maria went to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport to drop off their daughter, he was armed with his AR-15, its fully loaded 100-round drum, and his understanding of Georgia's gun laws. So he says he knew he was legal to carry the gun in the parts of the terminal he visited.
That's right. And that is a beautiful airport, I'm telling you. Darn it, why didn't I call him? I was just sitting there. But I thought, maybe what if I go there and he's a nut? I was really thinking I should just call him and say, come down. I want to see what happens when you walk through this airport with that, right? So I was sitting there, I'm thinking it, and I'm looking at the number, thinking, okay, I could call him. But what if he's a nut? What if
he seems reasonable.
He does, right?
It's obsessed, but reasonable. If that's possible.
But I mean, it doesn't help your cause when a guy like that guy who I'm not going to name yesterday in Oregon goes nuts again. It doesn't help your cause. That's the problem. So he goes outside of school. Cooley carries his gun into school. Now he's upset about that because they wouldn't let him take his gun into school.
Jim Cooley is known for carrying two things pretty much wherever he goes, a gun and a camera.
That's right. So he films all of that stuff. But what do you do to stop it? So if I went to go ahead.
Well, I mean, everybody in the country, I mean, here, there, and everywhere, calls for more gun control.
Right.
And we've got to get the guns off the street.
That's not it.
I don't think that's it.
It's not. Are you kidding me?
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, take the guns away, then guess who's going to have the guns? The nuts are going to have the guns.
I mean, there's some other way to approach this that's not getting done, and I'm not sure what it is.
That's what I'm saying, Buzz.
It's not my job.
That's what I'm saying. Why? I even just heard myself say, well, if they take all the guns away, then the nuts will have the guns. I'm going like, oh, my God, this is so tiring. This topic is tiring.
Right.
It's boring. It's mundane. It's the same repetitive. Oh, that you could just hear it. When the president talked yesterday, it was like, oh, am I going to get up here and talk about this again? Are you kidding me? That's the thing. If someone smart out there can figure it out, how do you stop a nut like Psycho Boy yesterday going up there and shooting people? How do you stop it? I dare you to tell me the answer to it. How do you stop it? No one's got the answer. No one.
Because I got news. You're never going to get all the guns off the street.
No
way. That's not going to happen.
You're not getting them out of my house.
And
come and get them.
Nor mine.
Yeah,
nor
come
mine.
And get them.
But I mean... Because it's like that's all they can think about is getting the guns out. Well, that's not going to happen.
Right.
We do?
It's like you're not the same. I like to hear what Trump says about this one because you're not taking 12 million undocumented illegal aliens and back over the border and bringing them back. That's just crazy talk.
And at that school in Oregon, they had one security guard, but because of policy, he doesn't have a gun.
Yeah, that's right. They can carry it, like, off campus, but they can't get on campus with it in Oregon. The killer was carrying four guns, three pistols and a rifle, which was the name of Hector and my speed metal band. Three pistols and a rifle. And some of our stuff is still available on brandmeiershow.com. Hey, Russ Leatherman just texted me that he has me on the schedule for 9:30. Would someone smart in there figure that out, please?
Good God. Well, it is 9:30.
Yeah, I know. He's thinking 9:30 his time. I think that's he's on the West Coast. Hello, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? I don't know what I am. I'm nuts.
I don't know how any of us are this morning.
It's nuts.
But I just had a thought, and I've had this thought a number of times. Our movie industry, our music industry has such a huge influence on quote-unquote young people. It's their entertainment. They're glorifying a lifestyle of fast cars, of guns, of dress code. You know, I think we need to take a whole look at a generational thing that really thinks it's cool to carry a gun, really thinks it's cool to hold somebody up. There's no respect. There's no morality. It just, they're seeing it from somewhere.
Yeah, that's okay. But you can't blame the movies, though.
You can't. And what can you do? What can you do about the movies?
Have a huge influence.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's at the end of the day, you're either a nut or you're not.
Well, that's true. That's a whole different part of this scenario, but I think they are tremendously influenced by music.
What can you do about
movies.
It?
Yeah, so you're saying stop movies.
Not stop movies, but start putting a little pressure on that industry, both industries, to start straightening this out and portraying us as not people that are carrying guns, not people that have no respect, people that, you know, it's just now become the American way to be cool and carry a gun.
I totally get it, but we're saying the same thing. We're saying, okay, what are you going to do about it? How are you gonna stop that? Okay, movie makers, don't make any movies glorifying guns. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to make my comment on this whole issue, too. It is frustrating that every time this happens, they want to blame the weapons. You know, the gun's not the problem. I just wonder how things would have turned out differently if just one person in that classroom had a concealed carry permit and was trained to use it, how things would have been different.
That's right. Maybe less people dead. Get up and go boom.
Exactly. And you know, they make these gun-free zones, and these people are cowards to begin with. You don't see them walking into a ROTC place to shoot people. You don't see them walking to some place where they know guns are available. They pick these places out, and then they wonder why these people are, you know, why we have mass shootings, because no one can defend themselves.
Yeah. You know what? Think about this. They have a law that says you can't bring a gun in there, concealed carry. You can't bring it into onto the campus, into that classroom. But guess what? But you think nimnuts followed that law? The guy with the four guns and the three pistols and a rifle?
That's what kills me. By definition, a criminal doesn't obey the law.
That's what I'm saying. I'm with you, Mark.
So how many laws? You can write laws all day long. If I'm a criminal, I don't obey the law.
Why can't Mark and I run this country?
Oh, my goodness.
Because, honestly, it's just, there's no common sense. It's just people like to talk.
That's exactly right. There is no common sense.
Yes, he does. Mark will be my running mate, won't you, Mark?
Exactly.
That's right.
And we still have to find out how the guy got his guns. How did he get his three handguns and his rifle?
That even if that's he got legal or illegally, if my intent is I'm going to go out and kill somebody today, I'm going to find a way to do it.
There you go. Illegally or legally, it doesn't matter because the nut is a nut.
And like the saying is, the only thing that's going to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Right on, man. I love this guy. Matter of fact, I'll be your running mate. You be the president. This guy wrote, by the way, he wrote an anonymous user, by the way, they're saying, wrote an ominous post in the online bulletin board, 4 a.m. Wednesday night. Some of you guys are all right. Don't go to school tomorrow if you're in the Northwest. Happening thread will be posted tomorrow morning. So long, space robots. And he wrote, according to CBS News, seems like the more people you kill, the more you're in the limelight.
Exactly.
See what I mean, man?
Anyway, it's the same old thing over and over. We don't want to address the problem. We just want to point the finger at the weapon, man. That's never going to solve the problem.
It's just like a big excuse to keep CNN talking about and Fox and everybody else. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Shut up!
I never watch CNN.
That's just a waste of time, all of it.
Can't handle that part of it. I've got guns in my house. I've got an AR. I've got pistols. I've got shotguns. My daughter, who's in high school, we go shotgun hunting. She's killed three turkeys. I mean, you know, it's all about education and training the people. And once again, it's not the weapon.
Believe me, Mark, I will not be asking your daughter for a date because it seemed like you'd be a tough father to get past. Mark, thanks for the call. 844-4JV-SHOW. Take a break. Bring it in. 844-4JV-SHOW. Yeah, just a normal guy would do this.
Are you a Christian? He would ask them. And if you're a Christian, stand up. And they would stand up, and he said, good, because you're a Christian, you're going to see God in just about 1 second. And then he shot and killed them. And he kept going down the line doing this to people.
Talk fast. Hello, Larry, go.
You know, what they should do is televise these freaks, put them in a wood chipper, televise it.
Nice.
And second, the woman that was talking about TV in there. I'm a product of the 60s. I was constantly watching Three Stooges. I never took a hammer or a saw to my brother.
There you go. You never, because you're watching the Three Stooges, you never hammered your brother, poked his finger, his eye out with your two fingers.
Never thought about it, though.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Rachel, talk. Go ahead.
Anybody seen some of these video games where they're shooting people and there's blood spurting and then, oh, reset, everybody lives again?
It's incredible.
They're pretty violent.
Pretty violent. There's no doubt about it. Not, the video games are not going to stop these people. Matt, go ahead, please.
Yeah, hey, just wanted to bring up a point about these nutters, how to stop them. And most of these shooters that you see, they're on some sort of pharmaceutical pills. You know, the big pharma's guys
right
pump through all these pills and... You know, you never know how different side effects can affect some of these people.
You think pharmaceuticals are the problem, and you don't think a wood chipper, throwing a couple of these guys in a wood chipper would solve it?
Well, I think the pharmaceutical pills are a big part, because they're so easy. You know, you end up going, people go to the doctor, they say they're not feeling so well, and all of a sudden they're on three different prescriptions and mixing them up, a cocktail of stuff.
Right.
And most of these mass shooters, you see that, you know, they're on some sort of pill.
Right on, man. Right on. Thank you, Matt. I still think throw a couple in a wood chipper and say, hey, you know what? You saw that video game. You watched that movie. You think this is cool to shoot people? Watch this. Watch this guy get thrown into a wood chipper. Do you think that's cool? Yeah. Yeah.
If you're a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes, $500,000 of term life insurance is about $100 a month. Everyone needs affordable term insurance regardless of health. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, overweight, or have high blood pressure. For affordable term life for you, call Big Lou at 800-480-4694. 800-480-4694.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREP Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
I've always liked anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise.
Jay Leno's back with a new show about the rides that move us.
It is more than just about cars. It's about style. It's about the personalities, why people like cars. It's about the way vehicles make you feel.
Every car has a story, and everybody has a story about their car.
It's not just about fancy cars. It's about vehicles that touch a nerve.
Jay Leno's Garage, series premiere Wednesday, October 7th at 10.
It's having a story that goes with the car.
CNBC.
Meet Lawrence. He's making serious money on his own schedule driving with Uber.
With Uber, you can write your own paycheck. If you want to go out and make $20 a day, you can. If you want to go out and make $500 a day, it's up to you. You sign up, and you start earning money right away. Right away, like the next day. Turn it off when you want to make money, turn it off when you don't. It's just that simple. What are you waiting for?
Thanks, Lawrence. To start making great money with your car, sign up to Drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-4017, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-4017. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-4017. That's 800-566-4017.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
844-4JB-SHOW. A couple of minutes here, a minute or so. Let me go. Mike, go ahead. What's the solution? Really, how do you stop the guys from shooting people? How do you stop the crazies from attacking? How?
All right, Johnny. Here's my two-part solution. Number one, with the gangbanger situation, with these people killing each other every day in and out, day out in Chicago, end early parole for all violent offenders. Mandatory sentencing for all gun crimes, extreme sentencing. And the other guy had a good point. Every single one of these maniacs that shoot people in these gun-free zones are on some sort of antidepressant or pharmaceutical.
All right. Weber, go.
Hello, Johnny.
Yes, ma'am.
My opinion is that everything starts at home at the kitchen table.
What's your name, Weber?
Weber.
Is it Weber?
Weber, yes.
You're a smart person. That's right. Mom and Dad? Tell kids shooting people is not a good idea.
I mean, we talk about kids not having respect. Well, how are they supposed to? Nobody's teaching them anything.
Right on, Mrs. Weber. Whoever you are, I like you.
You know?
I mean, like you.
Every time they catch one of these guys, bring the parents in, too.
Do you believe with that they should be thrown into a wood chipper?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is Jonathan Brandmeier.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Close this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The grandmother of one of the Oregon shooting victims has her granddaughter told her the gunman was singling out students who said they were Christian. Meanwhile, Wanda Mintz says her nephew, Chris Mintz, survived Thursday's deadly shooting rampage, but he'll be confined to a wheelchair for some time.
We're so blessed that the bullets didn't hit any vital organs, but he's got two rods in his legs. One of those bullets is going to be in his body forever. They're talking about more surgery down the road. I mean, it's going to be a long, long recovery.
Authorities say Christopher Harper Mercer was armed with six weapons, including a rifle. Nine people were killed. There's no all clear for some East Coast residents. A stubborn rainstorm could potentially spawn record flooding. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says while the state won't get as much rain as it initially thought, people still need to be prepared.
Have a preparation plan. We've been talking about this for a long time. If you lose power, if there's some flooding, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go to be safe and warm? Do you have friends or family? If you don't,